Misery.
Yeah.
Kathy Bates is behind me.
Elsa.
That's a new my new band name, or at least a song.
Misery?
No, Kathy Bates is behind me.
It's like, could work as a band. Yeah, I don't know.
No, no.
I don't know if I'd be excited to see Misery. Misery Live. That's just what I put over my bedroom door.
Misery Live in Memphis?
Yeah.
Hell yes.
All right, here we go.
Excellent.
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to gold, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Hey, everybody. Well, welcome, Alex Dumbach.
Thanks, Peter David Dirk.
How are you this evening?
I am okay. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I always, you know, this intro song total is 6 minutes and 10 seconds. I always get about 15 in, and I'm like, all right, let's move on.
15 seconds in or 15?
15 seconds
oh, yeah,
in,
okay.
Yeah, before I'm like, eh,
yeah,
I'm over it.
I know.
It takes longer to make. To just splice the two things together than it does plays on the show.
I believe it. It probably isn't worth taking that much time.
No.
You should just have it go, fuck you, and
yeah.
then start.
And then just be like, pause.
Yeah.
Hey.
Awkward. Hi, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always hard for me. It's got to have a fade out.
You do like the fade out. I was listening to your older episodes, and
yeah.
I could tell it really, it was always that band that you like.
Lucero.
Yeah.
Coming in March.
Mm-hmm. And so it was always the fade, and I was just like, that really gives it ambiance.
Yeah, I think it's good.
It lends credit to
we
you.
At work, I wish I had, well, even if I had the internet, I couldn't bring it up, but so at work, there was a lady there, and her brother-in-law is dating someone who fancies herself quite the songstress.
Oh, God.
So I got to see,
okay.
Well, first, she was just showing pictures of her, and I was kind of like, what the fuck is this? Because it was her... And the way the picture was cropped, I was like, I'm not sure she's wearing pants.
Right, right.
But she had aviator shades and a guitar.
Okay.
And I was like, is she not wearing pants? Am I supposed to notice that, or is that an
accident? Is that just a weird, yeah. It's
yeah.
funny, I was looking at the internet today instead of working at work,
mm-hmm.
and Sinead O'Connor is going crazy and divorcing this guy. Anyway, the important part of it is that there was a picture. She looked fucking naked. Like,
yeah.
And I thought... Is she naked? And of course, I knew she wasn't, but
right.
I was like, that's strange. I scroll down because I always read the first couple comments because that's how much I don't want to work.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, she looks naked, huh? And I was vindicated.
You're like, all right.
That's weird.
It's not just me.
So, no, I see exactly what you're saying.
She looks a little naked.
Yeah, when you look at those pictures, you're like, is this on purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we listened to a couple of her hits.
Wait, Sinead O'Connor?
No, this girl. It was fucking, it was real bad.
Were they really rough? Well, what style was it? What was bad about it?
I would say, are you familiar with Regina Spektor?
No.
Okay.
I don't know her either.
She's the singer, and I would say her style is like, she plays these sort of repetitive short piano loops.
So, Nora almost, Jones?
No, because they're not that melodic.
Oh.
They're a little more almost discordant.
Okay.
And she, you know, and they're brief loops. It's like, do, 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 stuff like that.
Okay.
And then she sings, and she has this weird way of singing where she kind of just talks and then breaks into singing.
Right, right.
She's got an interesting voice, but it's like not a good thing to try and imitate, I don't think.
Besides your doot, 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 doot part that reminded me of that great Cantina song in Star Wars, it doesn't sound very good.
It's not. So. I don't care for it.
Yeah.
It's a little too much style for me, not enough passion.
It's like the difference between like you know, normal jazz and then like that you know, what the crazier jazz. I'm not a fan of that.
Has to have a rhythm.
Yeah, it really does need something to follow. If you don't know when the song has ended and when a new song has begun,
yeah.
When you're like, is this even the same song?
You may be at my mom's living room listening to her records.
Thanks, Jeff Foxworthy.
You might. It's you. Listen to a record.
That guy, he's got to be homosexual, right?
Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, with that mustache and those boots and those jeans.
He's very neat.
Yeah.
He's kind of like the Southern Seinfeld.
Yeah, he really fucking is. That's
tucked
a great
in,
choice.
Tight jeans.
Yeah. No, maybe
trim.
Maybe it is. Maybe he's just, yeah. I don't know. Trim is a good word. It sounds like an insult or a word for a vagina.
Yeah.
I got some trim last night.
Yeah, he does seem a little...
Maybe not gay, but very... Yeah, just a little too...
He's about as metro as you can get while still talking like...
For a country guy.
Well...
Yeah, you might be... If... Here's your sign!
Yeah.
God, ugh. Every time I saw those on Comedy Central...
Guy, I hate that guy.
I would try it. I would watch it. I'd be like, maybe this will be funny.
Yeah.
Never fucking was.
It's always like 2 out of the 8 guys are pretty good.
Yeah.
Even that, though, you're
That's
like,
true.
Well...
No, for me.
You've had your whole life to put together a good 8 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's possible.
You know what's funny you say that? Let's keep talking about before we get onto that topic.
Right.
So this woman's music. Mm. Did you have to pretend to like it?
No.
Okay.
Luckily, everyone was on board of making fun of it, so I didn't have to even...
She brought it to you to make fun of.
Yes.
Okay, good.
It was like, you tell me what you think of this, but I could tell it was like, let's make fun of this together. And I was like, all right.
You're way better off.
Well, the other thing that's hard about it, I get like, okay, if you see a picture, I've seen pictures of people where people I know and they're trying to look sort of model-y.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the pictures. Like
women that you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
okay,
do know
there's a great, here's a good example. There's this girl who I once upon a time coached. She's probably about 4 years younger than me, something like that.
Okay. Keep talking. I'm getting half a chub already.
So at some point, you know, so we were Facebook friends at some point.
Right.
And then at some point, she started posting these pictures of her that I'm like, these are like rap video reject pictures.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. Those ones where you're like, no, not even a semi-professional, not even that. I mean, it was like, you do it in your mirror, but you try to get that angle and you have that pouty look and you try to get your tits in at the same time.
Well, and these are like, someone else took them.
Okay.
And they clearly have used Photoshop before.
Okay.
But it's like... It's like embarrassing because you can just see in her face that she knows.
Right.
That she's just like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be doing this.
That's awkward.
It's kind of terrible. I feel bad for her.
Was that what this girl did?
Yeah.
It's bad music and shitty poses.
Yeah. So she wasn't naked. She was wearing like a... what looked to me to be a brand new men's silk dress shirt. And then underpants. And, you know, there was a really funny one where it was like she was sort of... I think what she was going for was kind of a, like, writhing, laying on the guitar.
Right,
like
right. Leaning over
or something.
It. Like
But it looked like she was just awkwardly spooning it.
Yeah.
She had just gotten it for Christmas and was real into
it. Yeah. I love it when people are trying to look sexy, but they look kind of sick. Or, like, really tired. They're they got their eyes kind of half closed and they're leaning forward and you're like, is she going to vomit?
Yeah.
Yep.
And the shirt was not flattering because it looked fresh out of the
attractive?
Box. No, I mean, I don't know. She's fine.
But it was, she'd be more attractive not trying to pose sexy.
I think so, yeah.
Yep.
If you just saw her in real life, she'd probably be much more interesting than like, check this out. And you're like,
now, were these like part of the liner notes and part of this, or were these separate? Did she bring you?
I don't think she has an album.
Okay.
These were all online.
Okay.
Various clips and whatnot, you know.
I forget. I'm not in tune with the online music scene. I never had a MySpace page where everybody's like,
oh, yeah.
Here's my band.
I should say when I say video, I mean
a clip that somebody's phone
set up a fucking camera and sat at a piano and there's like Christmas stockings in the background.
Oh, nice. Yeah, her parents
she's
you
in
hear
some living room.
Yeah, you hear her little brother in the background.
In the middle of her hit single.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, shut up.
Yeah.
You could see it edited. Like,
I know.
Yeah.
I felt real bad for this lady's brother-in-law, though, who was showing me the clips, because I'm like, God, that would be real embarrassing for me.
Because this is the wife. I mean...
They're engaged or something, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're engaged to this person, and they're doing this, and they're like, check out my new hit. And you're like...
And I would never want to stifle my significant other, but at the same time, you're like, you're embarrassing us both.
I know. Like, before it was just you and that was fine, but now it's both of us.
I could pretend to be like, that's super sweetie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. I don't know. I could live with mediocre music postings.
Right.
But then combined with these like pictures and all the whole...
Well, and you're mediocre music, so you're like, well, I'll wear like underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. I don't... Soft porn, PG-13 porn meets shitty music.
Yeah.
You'd be more respectful just the shitty music.
Or just the porn.
That's true. Or just the underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although.
Either one I could understand because she's like, this is my thing. I'd be like, all right.
It would be great if I was like, you guys should check out my juggling, but then have one of my balls hang out the bottom of my shorts just to try to entice. Like, just put something that I'm, my thing that I'm no good at plus my balls.
Yeah. Yeah. I just do a webcast where I just talk about whatever, but I get chubbed up first so you can, and wear bike shorts.
God, bike shorts hide nothing. No. Have you ever been at the gym when you started to fucking feel an erection coming on and just been like, oh, Jesus Christ in heaven?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Many times.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I think something about the rowing machine I can't do anymore because that something rubs the wrong way and then it's like, oh, God. And I'm like, well, now I can never get off the rowing machine.
Speaking of like inappropriate chubs, my fucking cat loves jumping on my lap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not implying it doesn't turn me on in any way other than the cat's fucking using it was a kneading.
Yeah.
It needs my cock.
Yeah.
And when it needs my cock starts to grow and it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because I don't, you know, again, let me reiterate, not attracted to the cat, not like, ah, but I'm gonna fuck you. And so it's like, and then one time it was like it kneading me and it got hard and it felt it and jumped back.
It's like some junior high shit.
It was fucking hilarious. I was just like, you know, I mean, I don't like getting erections because of my cat is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's especially bad when they lick their paws first and then take your pants down.
Yeah. When they wine and dine me.
Yeah, yeah.
When it's like, come on, this is fine.
He's scooting the beer towards you on the table with his little paws.
He.
Come
don't
on.
Be ridiculous. It's a she.
Have a beer. Another beer. This is what you like, right? I'm a cat. I don't know.
I love... Yeah, your impression of the cat's pretty good. You sound just like my cat.
That voice.
Come on. It's Michael Jackson. So anyway, yeah, but... So that's awful, and it's good that she didn't want you to like it.
But, yeah.
And, God, just... Do you think he knows that his sister is going around being like, look at my soon-to-be sister-in-law? Or is that the relation? I'm so confused with the relation.
Do you think his sister-in-law, he knows the sister-in-law is like,
there we go.
This shit
yes,
out.
Yes,
this is un-fucking...
Yeah.
He probably doesn't know.
But he has an inkling.
You must suspect,
God.
Right?
Oh, that's what I'm
and
saying.
And if it's not her, it's someone else.
Yeah, it's got... Everyone that they know has to be just like...
Yeah.
And even... Okay, even if you're a family member and you're like, oh, that's nice, sweetie. You're either going to get, at worst, making fun of and fucking, you know, this is ridicule.
Yeah.
At best, it's going to be condescending, sad.
Yeah.
Like, pat on the back.
Yeah.
Pat on the ass. Like, you got a tiger.
Yeah, it's just your aunt, but she's like, I don't really have the strength to make an actual comment. I'm just going to hit like...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah, thumbs up.
No one cares about my musical opinions.
I'm not on Facebook a lot, sweetie, but I'll listen to it when I can.
I haven't seen it yet.
No, but I'm looking forward to it.
That would be a really nice part about getting older.
You could
I can just pretend like I'm like, I don't know. It was playing and then it went away. Another window opened
I pressed
and
play,
it was gone.
And it didn't happen. I don't understand.
And then it was too loud. And then it's like, all right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not going to trouble
you. Just give up.
Computer.
I know. Just be like, fuck it. I don't care. That would be pretty great.
Yeah. I did want to let everyone know that our show today was brought to you by Lando Frost Turkey.
Is that Lando Calrissian's turkey company?
No, it's one of the finer drugstore turkey packages you can buy.
Would you get a free turkey out of this?
No, I just ate a sandwich of it.
Okay.
That's the only thing that powered me through.
Okay.
Do you, when you go to the store, do you buy your meats at the deli?
No.
No.
I have bought, when I go to the store, I actually really like chicken wings,
mm-hmm.
not wings. What are the boneless chicken strips? So I will buy chicken strips from the deli, and I'll buy soup from the deli.
Long nuggets.
Yeah, long nuggets. Yeah, yeah. Sounds vaguely racist. Long nuggets.
Fucking long
or
nuggets.
Or a porn.
Yeah.
Long nuggets.
Long nuggets.
That should be your porn name. Peter Long Nuggets. So I will buy, and I also actually have even bought the like salads, different styles of salads, you know, the fruit salad or the whatever. So everything but my meats, because like you said, I'll buy the deli meats.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know.
You just buy the package.
The package.
Whatever.
And I never finish it because I'm the only one at my house that eats turkey.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of turkey in there. And it's like used within 7 days of opening.
Yeah.
And then I'll have it for like a month and a half. And I'm like, you think it's still good?
It's hard to tell.
It is
it's always a little slimy.
Yeah, it is slimy so and it smells like, a little weird, but it never tastes bad.
No.
So it's like one of those things. It's like milk. Don't sniff it. Just try it.
This one had a hole in it, the whole pack.
Oh.
Like it was Swiss cheese, and I was like picturing a roach burrowing. But then I was like, well, he went out the other side.
So you ate it anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect that.
I threw away the ends.
That's good. See, that's
figured
funny.
That was fine.
Yeah, it's like when I drop my bacon. I think I talked about that on another episode.
Yeah.
But, you know, you wipe it, and you're just like, that's fine.
Yeah, it was like $6 a turkey.
Yeah.
Like, it's not
cheap.
I thought about it, and then I was like,
good for you.
Sometimes a risk needs to be taken.
If you shit your guts out later on, they'll know not to do that again.
Well, it is poison. That meat is poison, but it's better than the poison of shopping during deli hours when other people are in the store.
So have you bought, like, the meat at the deli?
You know, I have, but then I found out, because I had a friend who worked there briefly, and, you know, I went to get some turkey, and he's like, this private selection turkey, you know, is what they call it, and it's like, that's Hormel turkey.
Are you serious? Yeah.
And, you know, it's private selection because it's like anything private, it's fucking embarrassing.
Right, right.
So that's why it's private.
Yeah, it's like when you're I've got a private medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's your ass or your balls.
Is my ass burning?
Yeah, it's never, I have a private, I'd rather keep that medical record private, and I lost a finger.
It's great news. Yeah. Nothing that you want to keep private is ever really like great news.
Right.
Although, I.
Yeah, so indeed. So anyway, Land of Frost.
Yep, fucking A. Lando Calrissian turkeys.
We do have, so Valentine's Day is coming.
Yeah, I know you're excited. You counting the days yet?
I am. It's about 40-ish.
Yeah.
So I decided as we lead up to Valentine's Day, we should sample some of the offerings.
And this is just so that you know.
This is way uglier when it's open.
Whitman's sampler. Everybody and their mother knows Whitman's.
And you know how you know this is good? The price is built into the graphic design of the package.
I'm looking at it. Assorted chocolates. And then it says $4.99. It's got a nice bow.
Yeah.
And it's got this wax paper cover. Yeah. It's beautiful.
And then the inside box is kind of like I think it's supposed to look like a needlepoint, but it just looks like pixelated. Kind of.
It does. It looks like a Mega Man when I got this is
a sampler. Yeah. Sampler man. Now, here's the thing I don't like. Because, you know, okay, this is all different shit.
Yep.
No idea what's in here.
This
could be anything.
Every time I get these assorted chocolates.
This is for you.
Thank you so much.
The
Peter just gave me his
mattress
heart.
That the hot they sit under.
I'm going to sleep on this tonight.
Yeah.
Lay my head on the heart you gave me.
On the chocolatey smell of plastic crinkling.
Oh, my God. It smells pretty strong, too. It smells like love. No, so I will, when I get these, if I try one and I don't like it, I'll put it back.
That's fine.
I don't give a fuck. No, I'm not threatening you.
I mean,
in general, yeah.
Let's see. This one's upside down.
So that's the one. That's a go.
Do you usually avoid the dark ones?
Yes,
first?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Just like people on the street.
Yeah.
That's how I go with my chocolates.
Yep. You cross the street when you see the dark chocolates.
Yeah, and usually I think I start with the squarish ones because they look tidy. Like these ones that are just blobs. I don't trust.
You know what? I don't trust them because I don't like nuts, and I also don't like the fillings when they're like, I like the toffee and the chocolate fillings and the caramel.
Yeah.
Not a fan of like the pink shit or the white shit. And so, the puffy ones, I'm always a little leery of.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the appropriate fillings.
Yep.
Now this one, I'm going to have this one.
That's perfect.
But it looks like it's about half the size of its little container, of its section in the box.
It is pretty great how much fucking they waste.
Yeah.
I mean, how much extra space they have in here.
It could be a little tighter. It would look nicer, I think.
I'm taking the one that I know is probably toffee. I think
that was a doubler.
It is, but I'm only taking one.
Oh, there's two of them.
Because I'm not a ridiculous fuck.
Okay. I thought it was just upside down.
Well, it was, but there's still two of them. It looks like somebody already took a bite out of it.
It does. Oh, this one's real hard.
Mmm.
Oh, my God.
Is it pretty awful?
It's hard.
The toffee one
was extremely hard.
Was good.
I don't even know what
Keep
it
talking,
is yet.
He's talking about my penis. This will be the part with your video that you show.
Ah,
so hard.
Cry.
You gonna be okay?
I'm spitting it out.
Gotta give you the Heimlich? That's okay. Spit it back out on the lid? Oh, my God. Oh, it looks terrible.
It looks like an old marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
That was awful.
That looked bad. My aftertaste was not very good.
That was.
You should try the other one and tell me if you think the aftertaste
this
is
one
weird.
That you had?
Because it's got that toffee, that English toffee taste, which is good first, but then the aftertaste is real bittery, coffee-esque. I'm watching you eat chocolates. Good radio.
So far, it's good.
You tell me about that aftertaste, buddy.
I'm getting there. Yeah.
A little battery thing going on at the end.
You know the worst part of everything that just happened? Ugh. I had half of it left. Ooh, after talking about how bad the aftertaste was,
yeah.
I just fucking ate the other half. Mindlessly, was just like, all right.
All right, I'm going to try it. I want this one.
So is this...
This is a square.
Are we going to make this an allegory to compare to like how your Valentine's Days always are?
Mm.
You open a nice, beautiful box of chocolates. It's, you spit most of it out.
Caramel. Yeah. Well, it's a... Oh.
I didn't know how deep we were going to go with
repulsive.
This. It looks terrible. Not just because you're eating it. Disgusting.
Oh, my God.
I'll try this one. This one just looks like a nice little square.
This is like a piece of caramel chewing gum.
So you've gotten unlucky so far. I'm taking the circle one from the bottom.
Okay.
Oh! No. It's got that white shit that I was talking about.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Coconutty, marshmallowy,
yeah.
Billowy.
I don't even know
shit.
What that is. Yeah,
I don't either.
The inside of a goose or something.
It's like what goose poop looks like before it comes out green.
Yeah,
it's like when you know how blood's like blue in the body and then red when it comes out.
Yeah,
that was goose poop inside.
Yeah.
So all right, what's your next pick? Your poison,
try,
sir.
I think one more here is all I'm
good
for.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm gonna have this oblong pickle shaped one because that's an appealing shape for a candy.
I'm going to go with the one that appears to be just milk chocolate. Ooh, you got lucky. I want you to look at this little man. Speaking of pixelated, though, before I eat it, it really is Mario stealing a piece of chocolate.
Yeah, he's pixelated, and he's carrying a Whitman sampler away from Donkey Kong.
He's going to get Princess at the top. It's going to be great.
Well, that was shit, too. That was like eating... If you took Swiss Miss, the powder, and just put it in your mouth, you know?
Ugh. That was great. You know, this was pretty bad, too. Here, I want you to have it.
All right.
It's
thank
just
you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I love you. It's just cheap, shitty chocolate is what it is.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just going to put these back in.
I think that's a great idea.
And then leave this out on the table. In my home.
So somebody can open it.
I already fucked this up, but that's okay.
Yeah, it matters.
Yeah,
I love that you're trying to decorate it with the half-eaten, and the one is actually mostly chewed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not half-eaten. It looks pretty disgusting.
The one we just ate, the milk chocolate one, the leftover space looks like a coffin in there.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Well, I'd say skip the Whitman sampler.
Yeah.
Or at least the $4.99 version.
I'm sure they have the higher quality,
not a wise,
more expensive ones.
Unless you're over it and you just don't want it to be.
I don't, you know what? And I know this is very cliche, but it's a fair point. Chocolate for women on Valentine's Day. Here, baby. Regret eating this. Like, it's,
no fun.
Come on. I mean, flowers make perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
But chocolate, women don't really, I'm not saying they don't like it. It's just a very odd strange
gift. Just buy, like, if you know she likes Skittles, just buy her Skittles.
That's how I feel.
If you can tolerate sitting next to someone while they eat Skittles.
You don't like that noise?
It's just kind of a project.
You know what?
Too many tiny little, you know what? You might as well be eating nerds.
You know what's gross? The one I can think of that's like real hard to eat and real hard to hear people eat? Milk duds. Jeez. Sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Nom, nom.
And when they're in the box, they sound like they weigh 8 pounds.
Yeah,
each.
Yeah, they
they're like
are.
Rumbling
they're like,
around.
Yeah,
in there.
I do like that. It is. It's very.
I still have one.
Yeah. Oh, they're always stuck. There's always one stuck right at the bottom. And you're trying to get it.
Yeah. Fuck those.
Yeah. I don't. No. Not worth
they're
it.
Too hard.
Everybody, don't eat them. And they all. Yeah. They are too hard. Jesus Christ.
They make
break
like
your teeth off.
Junior mints, but with caramel in them. Junior caramels.
Okay.
Much better.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because it's like a junior mint, but without that. Toothpaste
that
in the
disgusting
middle.
Like yeah
yeah
all right sign me up
which I like for three and then I'm done.
Oh my God, speaking of candy, I remember you either wrote something or did some radio show or you were talking about how you when you were a kid you could fucking eat anything but you couldn't buy it, and now that you're an adult you could have as many as you wanted but it hurts your tummy.
Yeah,
and just today I had some chocolate chip cookies. I was like, this is delicious. And then my gut hurt so bad. And I was like, how is this possible? I'm fucking obese. I am built for this shit.
This is the whole point.
That's why,
people.
Yeah. It's like, Yeah, no, it was terrible.
So, all right. While we're getting to that, so we went to a concert last weekend.
Yes, we did.
And I did have a couple things I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
First of all,
you should probably apologize to me.
For the concert?
For leaving me behind.
Oh, that was not my fault.
I know, I'm teasing. I just wanted to bring it up.
You should apologize. We thought you'd be outside happily smoking, to be fair.
Which, to be fair, that normally is what I would do, so I'm not like, what, you dick? But I was fucking doing a good job that night. Yeah. I've since had four more. But, at that time, I was doing great with my no smoking rules. And so I was standing out there like looking at people thinking, should I bum this? Then instead I went and got an onion. And tried to read but out in the cold, it was windy, so the onion kept flapping over, tried to fold it over, and then it was too dark, and I could barely see with the street lamp being too high up, and it's just like, Jesus Christ.
That must have looked hilarious.
Me sitting...
Just standing outside trying to read an onion at 11:30.
I was fucking sitting on the stairs leading up to the concert. It had to look like sad, just like it felt.
Yeah. I always think about this, like if I had kids, right? God forbid.
Oh, yeah.
But if you have kids and they get a little older and they're ready to go to a concert,
okay,
I think I'd be willing to take them to a concert. But I wouldn't want to go in.
Well,
you know what I mean. Like you had a kid. Let's say you had a kid now.
How old?
And it's a boy. Let's say and he's 15.
Okay,
and he wants to go see the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh but my you God, don't your kid's see. A fag. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So you don't want to see him making out with dudes.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. So. Yeah.
A little repulsive.
So, and you're saying you would drop him off and then what? Go to dinner?
I think I'd wait.
Read the onion outside?
And, yeah, that's what I'm. I think I'd rather sit in the car
I can
than
see
go
you
to
doing
a show
that.
With my kid that I really didn't want to see.
I think that I would, I'd be like, I'll make the best of it and want to go in.
Yeah.
And then regret it.
Yeah.
I think that I would not do what you're saying and then seriously be like, I could have gone to Barnes and Noble and read.
Yeah.
I don't know. Once you have kids. Jesus Christ, by the time they're 15, your will to live has got to be so crushed anyway.
Oh my God. Yeah, maybe that doesn't seem like a big deal.
How much shit have you gone through when you're like,
this is fine.
I'm not changing your diapers anymore or worrying about you getting somebody pregnant.
Yeah.
When does your life have to change where instead of you being worried about getting somebody pregnant, you have to worry about your kid getting somebody pregnant? Like, that's awful.
Yeah. That's a bad change, I think.
I really think so, too.
I feel...
You don't have any control over it. You're not getting
as
the orgasm.
As little control as I feel I have over getting someone else pregnant, which is 50%.
Yeah, I would say. Ask them really nicely to be honest about if they took the pill.
Would you please do it every day?
I really don't
time?
Want to use this condom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On that note... Yes. We were at this concert, we were next to the standard issue hippies that are at every concert.
They had beards that looked like almost Amish men. It was pretty impressive.
They looked like they were Middle Eastern or something, and they smelled.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Orange
their
crush
was on me after we left.
We could smell it
in the car.
That's
because it was like a mace.
It's unbelievable that these people can not only live with it, but that other people let them live with it.
Such as the other pregnant hippie who was with them, which was a lady.
With no shoes.
With no shoes and a pregnant belly.
And she had an X on her hand, which indicated that she was not yet 21 years old.
Yeah. So she's not 21. She's super pregnant. She was tiny, and she was with the worst people in the whole place.
Oh, my God. That kid's going to be fucking Melon Shyla. I'm trying to think of just a hippie fucking name, but I can't because I'm not a hippie.
It'll be the first home birth where the kid comes out and they're like, oh, that smells better than what it smelled than here before.
Hopefully it'll be one of those water births and they just leave the baby in the water.
They just
a little too long. Yeah, they're like...
Like the Nirvana album.
Yeah, with a little peen.
Yeah,
he'll be fine. He'll get a dollar.
That little dick on that album.
It's you know what? I just recently heard about that guy being like semi-famous.
Yeah.
I mean, not even semi-famous. It's sad. He was like, I was that dick. My parents got $250.
$250? That's it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. You could embrace it though, right?
I'm not giving
I'd have it blown up big on my wall.
Me too. But I guess what I'm saying is...
My little baby dick.
I hope he's getting mileage out of it. I think he would have got more mileage out of it 10 years ago. That's the problem.
That's true.
Because now people are like, you know, never mind. I'm going to the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah. Forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're waiting for their kids outside the Jonas Brothers instead of Nirvana.
Would you rather your child? Let's do a hypothetical.
All right.
If you have a 15-year-old son.
Okay.
You don't want to go in, so you're just going to drop him off, and you're like 2 hours he's going to spend in this concert doing God knows what.
Yeah.
Would you rather it was Nirvana or Jonas Brothers?
That my kid was going to
yes,
see?
Yes, if you got to choose which of those two your kid got to go into.
And I wasn't
going
to go
No, you're not going
So the bad part of Nirvana is I don't get to see Nirvana?
No, I guess my point
is... I like Nirvana.
I know you do. I'm trying to make it so... shitty would you rather, apparently. But I guess I just mean one of them... Your 15-year-old son wants to see Jonas Brothers, and you're like, really? But then the other one is your 15-year-old son wants to go to the band that you're sure he's going to do drugs and probably bang a girl.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Whereas Jonas Brothers, you're sure he's not going to do drugs and probably bang a boy.
The tone of the crowd.
Yeah, you're like, and because you're just leaving him in there. Would you rather he was like, I guess I should have picked something a lot crazier, like Guar, although that's not really, I don't know.
ICP.
Oh, that's perfect.
Would I rather?
Would you rather he was Jonas Brothers or ICP? Jesus. Is he a juggalo or?
I'd go Jonas Brothers.
Me too.
I think.
Yeah.
I think I could tolerate listening to that better than ICP.
Oh my god!
In the car.
And I could tolerate the child that he would have to be.
Yeah.
More in the car.
I'd save money on makeup because he's only wearing eyeliner.
That's true.
To make his eyes pop.
He doesn't have to make his whole face white and then the black diamonds around his eyes.
He doesn't look
tear.
Like a wrestler.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's insane how like this Juggalos thing has boomed where it's like a whole counterculture now.
I know.
Or underground culture, and it's just like they're not. The music is so crazy.
It's such a weird thing that spawned a counterculture because it's so stupid.
Yes, it is.
It's such a horrible
genuinely
thing.
Genuinely dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
I'd rather he wanted to go wrestler. Like, yeah. You know, like you just said with the wrestling.
Yeah, I'd rather go to... I would go into a pro wrestling, probably.
Yeah, I think I probably would, too.
Because once I think I could have fun.
Well, especially because I've never been to one live.
Yeah.
And it's like, I never watched it on TV.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things you're like, it could be fun.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
And even if it's not the one time, you'll have the novelty.
You get to tell people, I went to a pro wrestling match
once. Eat a fucking pretzel, it'll be fine.
Ah, fuck yeah.
Not even watching them beat the shit out of
get
each other.
Get to see I'm Vince McMahon and be like,
pretzel.
He looks even older live.
Yeah.
He's not alive. It was a robot.
Hey, Vince McMahon. Everything I'd have is full of pretzel mouth. That's why I say it that way.
I don't know what he sounds like, so I thought that you were doing an impression of him, and I just went with it because I was like,
I don't know what he sounds like either.
Probably just like
Vince McMahon.
Yep. Good name. Good made up name.
There's another incident at the concert.
Okay. Oh.
Between you and our other friend Nicanor.
Oh, not between
us. Gentleman.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to tell
no,
it?
You go ahead.
Oh God.
You were there.
All right. So,
I do want to say it was loud.
Right.
Like I couldn't. You guys were right behind me, and I couldn't hear anything.
Right. Right.
Okay.
So we were standing there, and probably in the middle of a song ending and another beginning.
Yeah.
So everybody's cheering.
Yeah. And
so
I mean, a little jamming, but nothing.
Yeah, they're jamming, and so. Nika says to me, these people over there smell like shit or something to that effect. And I go, I know, right? I turn around and say it, you know.
Yeah.
Really? Again, we're at a concert almost in the front.
Yeah.
So I say it loudly, but it's appropriate time to say
right.
something. I didn't yell it
it's not
straight
like the
towards
of
the
a
stage.
Solo or like
yeah,
he's
no,
in a break. He's like, and then she left. And you're like,
I know! Yeah, if it was the, like, you know, the slow song, if it was one of those where it's all quiet, people got their lighters out, and he's got the spotlight on, it's just him and his acoustic, and I'm like, I know!
Yeah.
But no, this was when the whole band was playing, it's pretty fast-paced, you know, like you said, they were jamming at the end, and so I turn around, and when I say that, somebody taps me on the shoulder, and I turn around, and he's like, if you guys are gonna talk, do it at the bar. And I was shocked.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything to him. I just, like, turned. I mean, I was not, like, cowed. I wasn't like, sorry, sir. But I also wasn't like, fuck you immediately. I was just
shocked. You just
didn't
expect it to happen.
No, I was like, wow.
What was weird, too, is I didn't hear you guys, but I heard him yelling at you guys. And also, I mean, yes. Okay, these hippies smelled, right?
Right.
I could have moved.
Right.
I didn't because I liked where we were, and I was like, it's worth it.
You didn't tap the hippie on the shoulder and say, you could smell. If you're going to smell, do it in the bathroom.
Do it by the bar. Yeah, do it in the women's restroom.
Oh, it was insane. And I mean, I was the driver, so I wasn't drunk at all.
Yeah.
It wasn't as if, you know, I was
wasn't
being
a missed perception.
No. And I wasn't being like loud the entire time where you're like, it was just me literally being like agreeing loudly in a loud concert.
Yeah.
In a concert. Yeah. We need to make fucking very clear here.
It was loud as shit.
This is not like a fucking library.
No.
It's not a goddamn recital.
Right.
It's a concert.
Right.
So yeah, it was fucking crazy. So then Nika.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I'm sitting there and I am seething some. You know, I'm like, should I say anything? And I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck this guy. And then I'm like, you know what? I was missing my wife a little. Some of the songs were making me feel good, bad, or bad, good, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
And I'd had a little beer, so it was feeling good buzz. And I was like, I'm not going to let this harsh my mellow.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck this guy.
Just let it go.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And I had to work at it. You know, yeah. I really was like, you know, a little pissed. And it made all the fun feeling go away a little bit. And then it was coming back. It's like, no biggie. Then Nika, fucking behind us, we hear him turn and say something.
Yeah, the other guy.
So the... Nika says it to the other guy. Yeah. So Nika turns to the guy who tapped me on the shoulder and he says something.
Yeah.
And the guy, you can hear him sort of angrily exclaim back.
Yeah.
And we all turned and we were like, well, what just happened? You know, what did you say? And he's like, oh, I just said, what did he call him exactly?
So that guy was talking.
Oh, there
that
we go.
That guy started talking.
Yes.
About 2 minutes
like
after
loudly.
He made fun of you guys.
Yeah, yeah, after he yelled at us. Yep.
Then he was loudly talking. So Nicanor turned around and he was like, what are you, some kind of fucking hypocrite?
Yeah. No, I think hypocritical asshole.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you, a hypocritical asshole? And yeah, and what do you remember what the guy said back
he
to him?
Nothing.
Yeah.
He was just like, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. So it was fucking awesome.
That was great.
I high-fived him. I was like, well done. I was like, I got your back, man.
Yeah.
You could tell he was still pissed.
I know.
Nika doesn't get pissed easily.
No.
You could tell he was pissed.
That was what
and
was
justifiably,
so great.
Though.
Yeah. Like, everyone I told, because I told everyone, and they're like, he doesn't seem like that type. And I was like, I don't think he takes shit off of people very often.
And it was great because it felt so fucking good that he did it. And then towards the end of the concert, one of the chicks that was in that group like made small talk with me and like she's trying to bury the hatchet,
which is
fine. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it was just like, oh yeah, okay. So, but it was just so fucking obvious that like this guy, you know, he should have felt like a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
To tell somebody, don't talk in the middle of a concert. And then he's talking, he's like, hey guys, I don't know what you're talking. You know, it's just like, fuck this guy.
I know.
He was a hypocritical asshole.
He couldn't hear his own conversation.
I know.
That was his problem.
I know. It's, it was great.
Piece of shit.
It was fucking great that Nika did that.
There was
I commend him.
I wished he had done it earlier in the night because there was a couple people I was real pissed at.
Which one? Oh, the maker outers, the ones fucking each other in front of us?
Oh, no, they were here too.
Oh, that's what. I couldn't take my eyes off of it.
I was actually enjoying that because it was this girl and she was all right looking.
She was fine, but not.
And then the guy standing behind her was, you know, kind of like a douchey.
Oh, he looked like he's
Chris Kattan type.
Yeah. His hair was real slicked up.
Yeah, and he had like
a sport jacket. The one you could buy at Target.
And they were doing the thing, you know, where he's dancing behind her. And she's like, she appears to be into the show, and he appears to be
into her.
Yeah.
He
also
would like, okay, keep going.
Yeah, he would like
fun.
Turn around and look at the crowd, and there's no one with them. But he'd look just around and be like, can you believe this shit?
He would step back. He would look at her ass. I mean, he would sort of, he would be dancing around. He would like admire her ass. So he's writhing, like he's pushing up against her. He's like fucking dry humping her into, because they're literally at the front.
Yeah,
so he's
like smashing her into
the
stage.
Like fucking bashing her into the stage. But then he would back up and he'd look at her ass while he's still he's still doing the gay dance behind her. He's like, well, opposite of gay, but it looks foolish. He's doing
terrible.
Like, and then he like looks around almost like he needs a high five.
Yeah, he was waiting for someone to be like, thumbs up. Nice.
Yeah, it was awful.
It was so weird.
But then she was asking, I mean, it was clear that she was fucking inviting it too.
Yeah.
Because she would turn and like lean against him and put her arm, you know, when the woman's back is to you.
Yeah.
She'd wrap her arm around his neck and then turn and they'd make out.
I know.
They'd be making out. And it was like, thankfully, sometimes that pisses me off, but this was so over the top, it made me laugh.
It was so hilarious.
It was.
And so weird. And it seemed like to me that the guy was as surprised by it as anyone. Like he had his face was a mixture of, because sometimes you get that look from a guy in those situations that's like, yeah, this is what I do.
Right.
But his
was
almost like
surprise and
I
glee.
Can't fucking believe
I know,
this. And
he
it
did.
Could stop at any moment.
He seemed, and he kept it going impressively long.
The whole fucking
The long, the fucking fast songs, the slow songs, the sad songs, songs.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just fucking going at it.
I know.
And I mean, and she would definitely, sometimes he would stop, not as often, mostly it was him. But then she would fucking back into him. I mean, she was doing that rubbing the ass like she's a stripper. It was amazing.
It was pretty,
it was over the
top. Pretty good endurance.
Yeah, it was. Well, and it was just fun to watch, like you said.
I know. It was so over the top.
Since usually PDA bothers me.
Yeah.
And this didn't bother me. I burst out laughing.
Me too.
I don't.
When I would look back, I was like, contain. Wait till he turns around to laugh, then it's okay.
Oh, it was just the great combination of his looks and Oh my God. His sports jacket.
Yeah.
And just their horrible dancing.
Yeah.
It was like a Saturday Night Live skit.
It was real bad.
Yep.
I don't know. There's something about it I just liked because it just seemed like this was his. He seemed to almost feel like this is the first and probably the last time this is going to happen. So I'm going to milk it.
And he did.
He must have woke up the next day. If it was me, I'd wake up and be like, why are my thighs so sore?
Oh, my God. My back? Because he was way taller than her, too. So he's like leaning forward.
Yeah.
It was real awkward. I mean, it wasn't like dirty dancing. It wasn't sexy. And that's the greatest part.
Yeah, it was not at all. That's because it was almost not PDA.
Right.
Because it was almost non-sexual.
Well, but, and even so when they were making out, it looked like, it was like a porn video. Uh-huh. But again, like you said, something was non-sexual. Like they were trying.
Yeah.
It was almost like they were trying to impress us.
Yeah.
It's like they were doing this as a show. Because when you can tell when people are doing PDAs and they're into each other, it makes you both jealous and annoyed.
Yeah.
You're like, keep that shit on, you know, they're too much hands on the face and on the chest and making out. This was the opposite.
Yeah.
This was a show.
It was. I was at another show one time, and it was a weird show because it was on a weeknight, and I kind of went last minute.
Right.
And everyone there is the drunkest show I've ever seen. Everyone was wasted.
Probably.
Everyone.
Probably because anybody that can go to a fucking midweek show has no job.
True. Yeah.
They probably drink 5 days a week.
Probably.
Or seven.
And that show, there was like PDA of the kind where there was a guy and a girl, and they were not even facing the stage.
Okay.
They're facing each other, you know, perpendicular to the stage, and you could see their tongues going in and
out. Slithering
Christ.
Why do people do that?
I don't know.
You know what? You're going to be really mad at me because I have a story for you here before we're done with the PDA stories.
Okay.
But I want to go back to the people that annoyed you.
Oh,
the other
people.
Yeah. So, and then I'll tell you my PDA story.
So, we went to eat before the show. So we're walking up to the restaurant, and there's four of us, and I get to the door, and I hold the door.
Okay.
And you guys all go in.
Oh, my God. You're remembering all these assholes. Yeah. You're right. Oh.
And then right after you guys go in, you know, I see another couple coming.
Yep.
So I hold the door for them, too, right? So then I'm holding the door. I'm done doing that. I go inside, and you guys are all still standing there, and the other couple's gone.
Yeah.
And it takes me a second, and then I was like, wait a minute.
Because,
what the fuck?
Because you were standing there opening the door for them.
Yeah.
We were standing at the side waiting for you to come in. These people walk in front of us and get seated immediately.
Yeah.
They just fucking walk right in front of us. Even though, I mean, we're standing there. They literally cut in line.
And they saw us. They saw me hold the door for you guys.
And the three of us come in and stand to the side waiting for you.
Yeah. And the door hold, too, was not like, they were not right behind us. It was a little extra.
You did the polite,
like,
almost
being nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
And did they say thank you?
No.
No.
And even if they did, fuck that. You know how you can say thank you, not
cutting in
the line.
Oh, these guys were first.
Yeah.
We're standing behind the we were standing at the kiosk.
Yeah.
They come to the side. We're to the right, but right in front of it. They come to the left.
Yeah.
And the guy turns and looks at them and says, how many?
Yeah.
And they go, two?
Yeah.
There's no, these guys, they didn't even glance at us.
No. No.
It was, oh my God. Fuck.
Maybe they thought I worked there as the doorman.
And the three of us were getting in there. We're going to be janitor, cook, and girl.
I'm just letting the staff in.
Oh, what
continue
the
on your
fuck?
Way. Like, I hate that. I hate, too, like...
It is insanely rude.
This happens to me, I think, the most at Starbucks.
Okay.
Because you'll be going in the door, and there's not very much room from the door to the counter.
Right.
So I'll hold the door for someone, because you see them coming from so fucking far away.
Yeah.
And then they go in... And then they just walk right up to the thing. Like, don't you make the other person go first? Like,
yes.
Almost make them?
Oh, always. When I'm like, these people were first.
Yeah.
Like, they were here first. When somebody, I have done that multiple times where the person tried to seat me asks, you know, how many? I'm like, oh, no, they were first.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's horrible.
It's insane when people don't do that. You're like, you're fucking welcome. It's a real fuck you. Stop holding doors for people.
So I wish Nico would have got up and told them off. That would have been better.
Yeah, that would have been great.
I should have done it. I should have said, I regretted holding the door for you, bastards.
Yeah, I wish you would have. That would have been great.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, Nika, those people deserved, the people who told us to hush really did deserve to go fuck themselves. So
did you have a PDA?
Oh, yeah, it's my PDA. That's why I know you'd be mad at me. So one of my...
From having PDA?
Yeah. Okay. It was a great one, too. We were at a concert, and we were like near the bar in the back.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, not right in the front, but it was closer to the back.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there were enough lights you could probably see, you know. So the woman that I was with at the time and I were like enjoying each other's company, not making out.
Right.
Because I really can't do that.
Feeling up.
Yeah, she's yeah. fucking giving me like a handy.
Yeah.
Like her hands are down my pants. Yeah. And I'm not going to say no. I know it's hot.
Yeah.
But she was pressed against me so tight that I don't think anybody, I mean, we made sure nobody could tell. Yeah. But we were definitely right in the middle. And I would gather some people might have been able to tell. But we were pretty careful about it because, you know, you'll get fucking kicked out for that.
Sure.
I mean, she's not fucking on her knees gobbling my.
See, that doesn't bother me.
Okay,
because
good.
That's not didn't like, well, you're not in the front.
Right.
Which is, it. The thing that I hate is when you're standing in front and then someone makes out, because their faces.
Yes.
You're almost like, I didn't really want to be this involved in the make out.
I agree.
I don't even like to watch porn that's that close up.
No.
It's a little too close.
Well, especially when you're watching porn, you got your dick out and you're alone.
Yeah.
When you're here, you're trying to watch the fucking show.
Right. I have my dick out, but everyone's around. It ruins the whole thing.
Yep. Yep. You lose the erection that
yeah.
you have.
Yeah.
And you have to wonder the people on stage.
I know.
The people, they have to see it. Doesn't that annoy them? It would annoy me. Or maybe they can't see it because the lights, or maybe they're not.
I think so, because I'm trying to remember. I was on the stage for something one time, and the lights were so bright that I was like, oh, you can't see shit.
I can see that.
And maybe that must be on purpose, right?
Yes.
Because then they're like, good.
Yes, I wouldn't want to see fucking attention. People out there. See people not enjoying my show. See people fucking, you know.
Texting in the yes. middle of your song.
Oh my
you're like,
God.
Really? I wrote this song about my dead mom.
Yeah, yeah. You're like,
texting.
Oh, that would piss me off.
Go home.
I know. That would be great. That would be great if they stopped the show.
No, I mean, if you want to get a handy, I think anything past the front section is kind of open territory. Like, if you want to talk or get a handy or whatever.
It was pretty hot. Yeah. And it was also, I think, just enough.
Yeah.
I mean, my cock wasn't out. Her hands were in my pants,
yeah.
so I was hard as a rock, but we were fucking pressed against each other. That was the whole point.
Well, and if I have to look twice to be sure,
yeah.
it doesn't count.
I agree. I'm glad to hear you say that.
Making out, you can tell right away.
That's true.
Or, you know, if I just walked up and I was just holding my girlfriend's titty,
right?
You know,
yeah,
unrelated
that would be
to anything
hilarious.
Else.
That'd be great.
I'd love to concerts.
I'd love to see you. I was thinking of you behind her, just hand wrapped, and you're just like standing there. One hand's up, enjoying the show, but you just have one hand just fucking cupping her breast the whole time.
Actually, half of her bra broke, so this is kind of just a
symmetry. Her shirt will fall
thing.
Off. Yeah, I'm helping her maintain her.
I don't want to do this.
Yeah,
but I will.
Nobody ever
I'll
wants
cup
to.
A breast for 2 hours.
That's a good man. That would hurt your arm so much.
I would
much.
Get bored.
I was just thinking, like, the first, you'd have a hard on, you feel great. Yeah. About 20 minutes in, you'd be like, all right, I'm still holding the breast.
Yeah.
45 minutes in, you'd be like, Jesus Christ.
Well, have you ever talked on your phone so long and holding it to your head,
yes.
your arm gets really sore,
yes,
like the
I
crook
have.
Of your elbow?
Yep.
Be the same thing.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's sad to think about boobs getting old at all, ever.
I know, but 2 hours straight.
I have to either have us play some music or actually pause the music.
Oh, okay.
For an unrelated reason.
Okay. Well, I will queue up a break here.
Perfect.
And then we'll be right back. We've got an exciting business coming up. We're going to, you guys may not know, but you must know, that I've become a solitudinous man. Some may even call me a tackleberry of a man. So I have printed out here the basic questions that you would encounter filling out a Match.com profile. So I thought that what would be good and productive for us would be for my friend here to help me fill out that form. So that's what we're going to do when we get right back.
Yeah, when that foghorn whistles Thanks, everybody. I'm Jason Isbell. This is the 400 unit. We appreciate you guys. We'll see you later on at the Bluebird tonight. Thank you very much. This is another old song here. It's on a Drive-By Truckers record called Decoration Day. And this song is a song I wrote for my old man, and it's called Outfit.
With me there, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. It's all right. I had a nice sink urination.
You know, I heard you go in there, and I thought you were dumping something out. No joke.
No.
Well, I was like, what is he like? Yeah, that's true. Your bladder.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. Are you tall enough?
I have to tippy toe.
Okay.
But it's totally doable.
Do you flop your cock onto like the ledge of your sink, though?
I usually hold it.
Okay.
Because I usually don't hold it like if I'm going in the regular toilet.
Right.
But at the sink, I usually do because I'm like, that's a little unsavory.
Dirty. I think so. It's funny, too, because, you think about how people are like, if you touched your cock and then their face, they'd be disgusted.
Yeah.
But your cock, you keep cleaner.
I know.
It's more, your hands will go anywhere.
Yeah.
Your cock, you're like, I'm not putting that on the sink.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would probably, realistically, someone's probably better off eating from a plate I touch with my cock than my hand.
Realistically, I think that they'd be probably less grossed out. They should be less grossed out by sucking your cock than your finger. Yeah. And I'm saying not if you don't wash either of them.
Not my cock, but a cock.
Well, all right. Yours is dirty and fucking disgusting. Yes, a normal clean cock or a dirty finger.
I got a real West Klein going down there.
Oh, covered in oatmeal. Oh, perfect. Oh, that's true. And you're uncircumcised, too. I forgot.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
It's not disgusting. It's beautiful.
It's got a turtleneck.
That's why you know what I need to do?
Mm.
I don't know why, but a couple people have been like, you should have your mom on the show.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's a different type of show. It's fine.
I would like to have her on, though, and ask her how that decision got made.
That's fair, but could you ask your mom that?
I think so.
I can see
I don't
that.
Know if she'd answer.
That's a fair question, especially because your brother's was and yours wasn't.
I know.
That's odd.
50-50.
Well, and you guys weren't 10 years apart.
No.
And you have the same dad.
Yeah, we're one year apart, same parents.
That's why the extenuating circumstances don't seem to be apparent.
Yeah.
So
I'm just curious.
Yeah. Before we get into anything else, I want to tell you a story that happened because it was awful.
Oh, okay.
So I'm at a restaurant and I'm having my meal. It's all good. Earlier in the day, I had realized that my pants were unzipped. So I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to zip them up. I was like, oh, this is embarrassing, and I got to zip them up. I hope nobody knows. So we're at the restaurant. We're eating our meal. It's all good.
Do you have, because I find that I have certain pairs of pants that seem to come or remain unzipped more often than others because I can't tell somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's exactly. And then so I am so paranoid of having my pants unzipped because of that, because I have a few pairs of jeans that unzip a lot.
Right.
Or they're old or something, or, you know, my cock just wants out desperately. I will fucking touch my zipper often to make sure it's zipped up. So it probably looks like I'm just touching my dick.
Yeah.
Probably every, you know how they make jokes about like black guys can't keep their hands out their dicks?
Yeah.
It's because they have shitty jeans. They're just making
sure
their fucking pants are zipped up. Leave them alone.
Those Sean John jeans don't have good zippers on them.
No, they're fucking cheap.
Poor quality zippers.
It's, you just got to make better.
It's possible.
It's
I do that a lot if I'm out and I'm drinking.
Right.
Because I'll go pee and then I come out and I'm like, I don't distinctly remember zipping up.
So you check your...
Yeah, and I'm like, I'll look real drunk if I'm unzipped.
That's true. So you check your Sean Johns and they're good to go.
Yeah.
So,
hey, I only wear jeans with like crazy stitching on the pockets,
Like a woman's? Where you've got the country stitching in the back where your ass on the like real tight.
It's like a little design.
I could see you wearing the design on your ass. You've got no ass anyway. You could look like you have a girl butt. You could wear girl jeans.
So, get a nice design of, I don't know, fucking Macaulay Culkin. I don't know. What do you even put on there? Barbed wire or something?
As a guy? Is this a hypothetical
or
girls?
I don't know. Either.
Well,
what do the girls have?
Girls have loops. Yes,
just
they have
loops.
Circles or, I mean, I think I've seen like flowers, but they're not super, you know, it's just a flowery design.
Yeah.
Guys, you should probably have, like you said, barbed wire was a good one. maybe...
Like an axe or something? Something manly? I mean,
I was trying to think of what's manly.
A gun?
But you know me, so it's hard
terrible.
For me to think. Yeah, what's manly?
I guarantee you there are jeans with guns stitched
probably.
On them.
Probably. Oh,
there has to be, right?
Oh, my God, yes. Oof. You'd look good in those. So, anyway.
These are my gun jeans.
Yeah, it's my gun jeans. My favorite pair.
I just bought them at the Ark.
GJ.
I don't really even own a gun. I own twice as many guns in jean form than I do.
That would be great, finding a pair of those at the Ark. I'd buy them. I buy them for you.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. I mean, happy birthday.
These are my gun jeans.
You know, I can tell people I got them for you.
I briefly considered, we didn't end up actually going out on New Year's, but when it looked possible, I was at home that day kind of thinking about New Year's, and I have this pair of sweats I was wearing where it's like the inner thigh is all blown out.
Okay.
Because I've had them forever. And I was like, maybe I should just wear these. Because if we go out, then I don't even have to pretend like... You know
I don't.
What I mean?
I haven't seen
like,
a man
my choice.
Outdoors in jeans, though. I know what you mean, but I don't know if I would have the constitution to be able to go with you without being aware of it the entire time.
I look so bad in the sweats, and then also you'd see everything that was in my pocket.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because it's like your wallet's in there, but somehow you wear these baggy sweats, but the pockets are so tight.
It is insane. And the pockets, although the one thing about sweats, which I, as a fat man, will not wear,
because
that's just giving up. I mean, you have to be careful of wearing the stereotypical fat person things when you're fat.
Yeah.
No track suits. That's another thing. I'm not an Italian fucking gangster.
No overalls.
No, that's a great one you have to avoid.
You can't do it.
No, so anyway, I've not worn them in a while, but what I remember is that they had pockets that were really like soft.
Yeah.
I like that soft pockets.
See? Yeah.
But anyway, so but don't let me forget. So back to the story. I'm wearing these jeans. They're unzipping.
Yeah.
So we get out from, and we see these people that I know in the booth.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, how's it going? Making small talk, you know, we're talking, chatting, it's all good. they're at a booth.
Yeah.
You can imagine where their faces are.
Crotch level.
Yeah.
You guys are standing.
I walk outside. Yeah. We're walking to the car. I fucking feel a breeze. These aren't kind of fucking down. They are literally open from top to bottom, gaping wide. So I turn around to the two friends I'm with, and I'm like, fuck. And they're like, what? And I zip it up. And they look down, and I don't really care that they saw it. I mean, yeah. I didn't turn around on purpose. I just more did it because I was embarrassed.
It's polite.
Well, it was if there were people in front of me, because we were already outdoors.
Yeah.
So by then, there was no one in front of me, right. But my first instinct was to turn around.
Yeah.
My friends are behind me. So they see me zip my fucking jeans up, and I'm like, God damn it. I was like, I just fucking ran into these people. I fucking know. They probably saw it, but they were either too polite or too uncomfortable to fucking say anything. So I'm just like, this is retarded. So I zip them up,
yeah.
And I'm thinking that's the end of the story, just like you were probably thinking that.
Right.
No. I go to the fucking dinner with my grandparents, right?
Sure.
And I got my jeans on, and as we're standing, as we walk into the restaurant, I feel a fucking breeze again. I look down, they're fucking down again. So this time, I try to zip them up, and guess what? The zipper... is the teeth are no longer grasping the right side, only the left.
Ah.
So they zip to the top, still gaping open.
So the zipper's at the
broken.
Top, but it's, shit.
So I was like, no wonder they keep unzipping. But I'm in a restaurant with my grandparents.
Yeah.
So I take my jacket off. I fucking put it in front of my dick. So, you know, I'm holding it in front of myself, clearly holding it in front of myself.
Yeah.
So as we walk to the table, I'm doing that. I'm walking with my, you know, jacket in the middle of my, thinking that everybody around me is looking at me. They weren't, but I'm thinking these people are like, does he have an erection?
What is he doing?
What the fuck is he holding his jacket in front of his cock for?
It's like your cock is a criminal and you're the FBI it into the car.
Yes, when they get arrested and they like want to cover their hands.
Yeah, it's like, well, as long as I don't know he's wearing handcuffs,
he's fine.
It'll
that's
be
awkward.
Fine. Even though it's like on the news, exactly. And the report says man arrested for rape.
Well, and they're leading him into a police car. You don't lead fucking people that aren't being arrested into the back of a police car. Like, and here we have doors with no handle.
Those guys are cuffed too. Where's he gonna go?
I know,
they're surrounded by people.
If
a cop tried to get away, he couldn't.
They're dangerous.
Yeah, I know.
So was my cock, and so I covered it, and then, you know, after I got home, I angrily, you know, threw the jeans on the couch where they still are right now. But, so these jeans are done, and I could not fucking believe three times, because if it happened once, you're like, oh, that's embarrassing, that's not gonna happen again. Then the second time, ridiculous. The third time, I was like, this is a goddamn joke.
Yeah. So, I always think, like, if I was a more organized person, like, if I had nothing to do all day.
Right.
More.
Right.
I would
no job.
Yeah.
No will to live.
I would like to catalog my clothes with pictures. And then what you could do,
because
I feel like everyone's got, like, let's say a couple pairs of underwear that always chafe.
Yes.
But you don't really keep track. It just happens that day and you just throw them in the clothes and then you're like, it might be these, but I don't, you just kind of have a bad feeling about a couple pairs.
Yeah.
They just need to go away.
I agree.
I had this pair of boxer shorts. I'm not kidding. That I don't know why I never noticed, but then every time I'd put them on, they were all ripped.
Right.
And it was like, it was kind of like wearing a thong.
Yes.
Almost. Because, and your balls are just, there's a thong holding the ball up.
Yeah.
And it's like one ball to each side coming through a hole.
I know. Yeah. That was mine. When you were speaking of this, I didn't want to interrupt, but I like the description. It was hot. But then my balls, I had this pair where there was, the
check
hole
out
was
these
so
balls,
big.
Ladies.
The
separated.
Hole was so big. That they didn't separate them. Both of them came out of the hole.
I know.
So they had a warp zone. So my balls are dangling out of the hole. And I'm like, that's why you wear underwear.
That's just it. You're like, why do these feel like jean? And then you're like, wait a minute. I could
it's
just go
balls,
free then.
Yeah, I'd be better free balling.
Yeah, what's
so,
the point?
Yeah, it is insane how long you... And for me, as a fat guy, I love your idea because I have so few shirts that fit me right now.
Yeah.
But I color coordinate, so I'm always looking through my fucking garage. My closet trying to find shirts that fit. I should have pictures or cataloged or even organized so that I'm like shirts that fit right now, shirts that might fit if I lose a little weight, shirts I'm never gonna wear again and I should get rid of them.
Yeah
They would be better.
Happen.
I should
probably, everyone should go through their entire stuff and be like, if I haven't worn this in a month, it's gotta go.
A month, god. I have ones I haven't worn in years.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Gotta go.
I know they should, but they're not gonna.
What are you gonna do?
Hold on to them hoping that one day I'll get thin enough to wear them again.
That's true. That's, you can see that.
Yeah, but anyway, me neither.
So, as I teased before the break,
my
such
balls.
A tease, I have here a little thing that's basically the questions you fill in for a Match.com profile.
Yes.
So I thought what we could do, because now that I'm single man.
I heard that you're giving some sort of...
Single kind of man.
Oh, mama told me.
Yeah. Yeah. She didn't tell me any of that stuff.
Your mom was like, listen, Pete, don't swear in front of me.
She didn't say find a woman.
She's like, don't have friends over when I'm not home.
Yeah. She was very practical.
She was a very practical
woman.
It's
not as good of a song.
Mama told me, don't have friends over when I'm not home.
And if you do this, you won't have to get grounded down.
Well, it sounds much better than I expected it now that we're singing it.
Yeah, you can really make anything work,
that's
right?
That's true. Yeah,
that's
to that.
The genius.
That's true.
And the stupidity of Lynyrd Skynyrd. So, I thought we could go through this and create a sort of a profile.
For you?
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
And then, you know, if it meets my high standards.
Right.
I'm not going to pay to be on Match.com.
I would be shocked.
But I thought I would just post it in Craigslist Casual Encounters, see what kind of feedback we get.
Well, it was good knowing you. I'm sorry that Jordan Vandersloot is going to be murdering you soon.
I'm going to show you how to use all this equipment before you leave, just in case you can record our last. So he did pass away.
Yeah. You know what? Oh, that's sad, but it's also going to lead right into funny. I was listening to the interview of that hilarious fat fuck that died. He's
Patrice
Black.
O'Neill.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, what the fuck guy? Mark Maron.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was real sad. That'll be me. I'll be like, so, hi, everyone. Pete's passed. I'm sure you probably all heard.
Last scene, getting into a Ford F-150 with a guy who looks suspiciously like David Carradine.
If you could, yeah. I thought he was dead. I know he's got a brother who's on. Yeah. He's got a big mustache. Could have been Sam. Who's that guy with the big mustache?
Elliot.
Yep. Could be Sam Elliot.
Could have been Eric Roberts.
And then, yeah,
any
nice.
Of our faded stars.
Yeah. But you know what's great is that then it would come on and the episode would be us talking about fucking... dick jokes and shit.
Me complaining about the grocery store.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, and then at the end of it, it's somber again. Just be like, I loved him.
Yeah, yeah. This one's for you, Pete.
You were a great guy.
So anyway, I'm wearing my boxers that are like ball thongs.
I buried him in his ball thong like he would have wanted.
This is the real bad thing about doing something like this, because it's really going to wreck if I have a funeral in the next 5 years. It's going to be a damper.
You know what's funny is I was getting more realistic. I don't think you'll be dead in the next 5. I give you 7 to 8.
Okay.
But I was just thinking, like, listening back to this when you're an adult, more of a real adult, I don't know, whatever, adultier.
Yeah, like 50.
Yeah. Is it going to be great? You're going to look back and be like, God, that's so fun. Or are you going to be like, I remember all those people. I don't talk to them anymore. I remember fucking my will to live. Like,
you know, I think, because I have pictures, right?
Right.
Like physical pictures. That go back probably about...
Please describe what kind of pictures for me again.
Physical. They're real physical. They're nice. So, if you ever want to get physical with some pictures.
Physical! Physical!
So here's what happened to me, right? So you have a bunch of pictures.
Yes.
And then you really like them at first.
Yep.
Then... you know, they start to sort of, you're like, you know, that person I don't hang out with. Mm-hmm. Oh, that guy is a piece of shit.
Right.
That
right.
girl I embarrass myself in front of. So they start to be imbued with memories that go beyond the time
they're
taken.
They get too deep, the connotations.
Mm-hmm. Then I usually go through a period where, you know, I'll look through pictures and then, this is like once every 4 years probably.
Okay.
Then I'll look through them and like weed them out and be like, this one's dumb.
Right.
I don't want this. But some I still like.
Yeah.
And then after a few more years,
they just lose.
None of it matters.
Yes.
And so you can just enjoy them again.
Yep.
So I think that's what will happen with this.
Okay,
when
good.
I'm 35,
tons
I'll be
of like feelings.
What an idiot. And then at 50, I'll be like, oh, me.
I was so great.
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
I'll stare down at my stump arm or whatever has happened to me and be like, remember those days?
Oh, man. You'll be in AA by then, so you'll be like, God, I was so drunk. That was before I started not enjoying, before I couldn't handle my booze.
Yeah.
It'll be the halcyon days of your alcoholism.
It'll be bad, because I'll be like, I could do that. I've done it before.
I did it
then. I can
then.
Handle
Listen
it.
Listen to me.
I can maintain.
Well, then that's clearly your alcoholism is still running strong. So I want to ask you a question regarding pictures, because you wrote a really good Peter's Unsent Love Letters, which, if you don't know, you can read on helpfulsnowman.com in the writings section.
Sure.
And so one of them was about pictures that you found in your sun visor. Was this a true one or a not true one?
That was true.
That's awful.
Yeah.
How was it awful?
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. I wanted you to go. You don't have to do names, although it's obvious to everyone who listens to this. Yeah. But I wanted to hear like how it happened. I know.
The pictures were real old. They were from when we first got together.
Oh.
And I took her to her school like 8 hours away.
Okay.
And I took a disposable camera.
Okay.
Because it was like, let's take a bunch of pictures right now.
Right.
You know, and then we'll have them.
Little did you know, you also took your disposable heart.
I know, yeah. Non-recyclable.
It's got a 9 in the recycle square on the bottom.
You know what? It's 30% post-consumer.
That
it's just not as nice as the original.
No, it's a little rough.
Yeah.
You're just like, is this newsprint, a pulp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People don't prefer it. But So I got these pictures taken and then took them in and got them developed. And then I was in the car just thinking about, like, what am I going to do with these, you know? And then I was like, I'll just fucking stick them up here because, you know, if I put them in an album, they'll be gone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put these all up because most of them weren't, like, amazing photos or anything. They were just...
Just the ones you took while you were there. Just fun.
Just for me.
Yep.
Physical.
Yeah.
You know, so then I just kind of stuck them up there in the little flap and... I would see him there every couple months. I don't really use that thing
because
it barely ever works.
Yeah, when you pull it down, it won't go back up.
So. You're like, well, in order to keep the sun out of my eyes, this has to be long enough to cover my eyes.
It would have to cover half the fucking...
I could just close my eyes.
Like, you're fine.
I have that ability.
Yes. So, you got your own sun visors.
Hey, close
They're
one eye.
Eyelids, yeah.
This is my night eye.
I love that. My good eye.
Yeah. So, I wonder if you could do that. Wear an eye patch during the day on one eye and then switch it at night and have like one good night eye.
Well, that's what pirates did it for.
Night Eye.
Isn't it?
By DC Comics. I have no idea.
That'll be a 6-issue series by Judd Winnick.
I don't know what pirates were thinking.
No, I really think it was because that way they were like night vision didn't get fucked up. Like, because if it was always in the dark, then when you lifted it up, you didn't have to get adjusted to light.
Good eye.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Out on the sea
I think that's
all
pretty
the time.
Awesome that you asked the question. I wonder if you could do that. It's historically why that. Yeah, no, it's great.
Only these pirates weren't one step and 400 years ahead. I'd have come up with something.
Yeah, one day you will.
Well, why did we stop doing
space
that?
Travel? Because you know what? We have lights now.
Wear sunglasses.
Well,
and
plus, I mean, that was when you had to do it so you wouldn't like.
Oh, like you go down below.
Yes.
To like find a piece of meat that's all covered in salt.
Yeah. So when they would go down to the fucking
what did they eat? Pickles?
No, they ate pickled meat, and then they had to bring oranges too, or they'd get scurvy.
Mm.
So it was like you'd have to have your fruits, and then you'd also have to have like the salted, super whatever meat, so it didn't go bad.
So bad.
I'm sure it sucked terribly.
So it's like beef jerky and oranges.
It's exactly what that was. You could live off of that.
Orange chicken.
It was Asian food.
Why didn't they just combine
General So's chicken.
Idiots, yeah.
That's what they had.
So I put them up in the thing.
Okay.
Never used that.
Right.
So it had been months since I'd seen them, and then one day I was just driving, and I flipped it down, and I was like,
oh,
motherfucker. Yeah, they were just right there. And I was like, damn it.
What'd you do with them?
I put them... on one of our other shows, my brother helped me weed out my collection. And so we took a break and I went out and got them from the car and included them in the
weeding
process. Yeah.
What did you, weeding means trash can?
No, put away.
Okay.
Put away in a box.
Okay, good.
Except for, I don't know how many he let me save.
He didn't let
like
you.
Five.
He let
five
you,
that
he
I
made you throw
out.
Some away?
No. There were like a lot. There were probably 35 or something.
Okay.
Because there were a bunch up here on the wall, too.
I do remember that, yes.
And I was like, I'm going to be realistic. I'm going to save, like, 5.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because, fuck you.
Yeah, no, I love that he tried. It really was a coercive.
Yeah.
Well, and it was funny because it was way too soon. It was, like, literally after you fucking broke up. I was like, let's get rid of these pictures. It's like, that's not going to... It was ridiculous.
You know what made me laugh about it so much? Was he was like, this one's going to be a slam dunk. And I was like... Does that mean it's going to hurt my heart?
Is it going to be really painful?
Yeah.
And awkward?
Like, well, you know. It. You know what? It needed to be done.
That's fair.
He was right.
No, it's fair. It was just, I mean, you're right. It wasn't a bad.
It felt soon.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Maybe that's okay.
It wasn't a bad gesture. It wasn't the wrong, but it was just great how he, I don't think he realized how soon it was.
Yeah.
I think he's so different from you and I that he's just like, this will help. And it would probably help him immediately and immensely.
Yeah.
But for you, it was just like,
yeah.
In a really painful way, it will.
Well, it's content, and that's all I have.
That's true.
So
that's what they said about you in high school.
You know, it really bothers me that I feel like people.
I like that segue.
What really bothers me that I've noticed people doing a lot, and I do it too. Everyone does it, but it seems like a lot of people end their sentences now with "so."
Oh man, I do that all the time.
Yeah, like, well, I better get going. So,
yep.
Or if they make a point about something, right? Like it's like, well, he's pretty different from you, so.
I do that a lot. Like, so you're going to make me fucking notice that for the rest of this goddamn pod.
It's okay.
So
I haven't noticed it yet.
I know. I have probably.
I just don't know why that gets to me sometimes.
I think I do it more when I notice it when I'm feeling awkward, when I'm talking to somebody I don't know what to say. So with you or with Sarah or with people that I know super well, I don't do it.
Right.
But when it's somebody who I don't really know what to say, yeah, you trail off.
And I understand that. It's kind of the classic... you know, you're an usher at the movie theater and someone's being obnoxious and you're like, listen, other people are trying to watch the movie, so... And you want them to fill it in. I get that.
Yeah.
But when it's just, I don't know. It's now, hopefully everyone who hears this will notice it more
or
and stop doing it.
A lot of people do like.
Yeah.
That's a lot
just
of people
so
do
ingrained
.
To me, though. I can't take like out of my... If I start talking fast...
Right.
And I say that instead of say... I was like,
do that too. Yeah, yes.
I can't stop.
And I will use it not just for say, but then also an action.
Yeah.
So then she, well, I'm trying to think of an example, but you know, yeah, you use like
and
in place
she was
of
like
a lot of
running.
Thank
down
you.
The street.
Thank
yeah.
you for perfectly. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Should we get it on?
Yes, I'm excited.
So let's see.
Let's get Peter laid, everybody. You need a song for this.
Okay.
Peter's sexy.
So there are two sections.
Okay.
There's kind of a. Character essay portion and then there's kind of the simple questions. So I'm thinking we should start with like the simple
That's
questions
a good idea.
And then we could kind of move on to the more
we can finish with our I love that this is now the GRE. We'll start with the true false and the fill in the blank. Fuck
Have you heard this before?
No, is that Roseanne in the background?
Slap your hands.
This is to teach kids to dance from Tim and Eric.
I like the guy who does it too. The black man.
Yeah, he looks like a homeless James Brown.
He does look very strange.
Feather your bangs.
That was pretty sexy. All right, good, perfect song.
All right.
Okay.
So let's start with the easy questions here.
Okay.
Your age.
What do you want to lie? You need to lie. This is online.
Because this is more fun. I don't want to just do this.
No, that's why we need to make these all.
So let's see. How old, what would be a good, I feel like I should go a little older.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny you say that. I was going to go younger. I was going to say 24 to 27. Because here's what I was thinking. You're going to want to bang, well, actually, are we doing realistic or idealistic? Because realistically, you got to stop fucking sleeping with people that are way younger than us. It's not working for you. But for the...
I feel like if I try one more time... A little younger.
Maybe you
that
should
might be
19.
Maybe I haven't gone far
That's
enough.
True. You keep dating girls that have already been able to almost metastasize their problems. You need to get further back before their problems begin and become their problem.
It'd be like going to the moon and not seeing what's on the other side.
Yeah.
Like, you're so close.
You might as well go to the dark side.
Maybe the good stuff's over there.
Maybe, you know what?
Maybe
okay.
it's more moon.
So then, see, you're agreeing with me. 24 to 27, you say you are, so that you can get a 19 to a 21-year-old.
Okay, well, let's see.
Or you can do
let's
what you
do
want
proportionally.
To
do. So previously it was 22 and I was 27, so that's
five years
younger.
Yep.
So if we did, okay, 24.
What was the one before you? I want to hear all of the age. Well, they're the last two girls that you were with, what's the age difference?
5 years and then maybe three.
Yeah, I think so.
Or four, three.
Okay.
I think three.
It's funny.
Not that many.
Yeah.
You know, it was real funny. I just saw her the other day.
Which her?
Two girlfriends ago.
Yep.
and her she has an older sister, and she's having a birthday.
Right.
And I was like, oh, and she was like, I know she's going to be an old hag. And I was like, how old is she going to be? I was like, that old bitch. I was laughing with her, you know.
She's going to be your age?
Yeah.
Our age? I say your age. She's going to be 28.
A couple months younger. And I was like, God damn it.
That's great.
I got tricked.
Yes, you did. That's fucking great.
So I'm 24.
You're 24 years old. You could be 24, especially with the hair the way you have it right now. It's adorable.
Yeah, it's short.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
The town I live in.
Portland, Oregon's the obvious.
Yeah.
So let's go a little less obvious.
Well, it's got to be local-ish because I'm not driving to
That's fair. You're
Albuquerque.
Right. Don't do Denver. Well, God, there's nowhere really good that's local-ish.
That's a hilarious. You know what I'll say? Campion. Like Champion with
no H. Oh, no. Don't pick one that nowhere lives there. No, don't do that. You want to get laid. You want to do Lyman. Fort Collins or Boulder. No, stop picking the shitty tiny towns.
Well, I'll travel.
No.
I'll set my radius.
They're
going to
think, listen, if you're from Lyman or Campion or Elizabeth, Colorado, people are going to think you're fucking chewing and you got like...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you need to pick
Let's
something.
Let's make up a fake town.
Yeah.
And then we'll just put parentheses, suburb of Denver.
Yes, perfect. This is better.
What would be a good name for a fake town?
Well, try to think of the ones that they have. Aurora, Arvada.
Brighton.
Brighton's.
Darkton.
How about something like that? How about like Star Road? Star Road, Colorado.
What was that? Special World. Chocolate Island. What were the Ghost House.
Yeah,
Chocolate Island.
Ghost House 2. All right, fine. So apparently you don't want to. No, Kirby.
Something Zone.
Kirby's in
Kirby. That sounds real.
Yeah, I felt like
right,
it did.
I live in Kirby.
Kirby, Colorado.
That does sound real.
Ah, I do what I can.
Age range of men you are seeking.
Of men.
So we'll assume women.
Yes, let's do that.
So let's see. I don't want to say, here's, I think, the trick.
Okay.
Is he had like a hair
in my
somehow
glasses.
Stuck in the glass sticking straight out.
It's been happening okay.
I don't want to say 18. Because that makes you just sound like...
That's creepy.
I could say 18 to 48.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that. No, you're right.
So I'll say 19.
19?
I'll say 20.
Ooh, yes.
Which really means, you know...
Yes. And since you're 24, do 20 to 29.
Or I could do like 18 in 1 month.
18 at 7 months.
Yeah.
To 29 at 3 months.
All right.
Or 20s, late 20s. Oh, put late 20s. Put... 18 and 7 months to late 20s.
18 and 7 months to 20s to 30s.
Perfect.
It just broadens as it goes.
Yeah, that's why I wanted it.
Depending how long it takes. Location of women you are seeking.
Above ground.
Yeah, alive.
Location.
I'm going to just put NA.
That's good.
I'm willing to travel for love.
That's America. Put white.
Just under location.
Yeah, location.
White. Okay. Relationships, parentheses, marital status.
Wait, for your marital status?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you're 24. You probably don't want to be divorced. Widowed.
Jaded, but not super jaded.
There we go.
Something like that.
Jaded, but haven't given up or...
Yeah.
Yeah. Damaged, but not... I don't know.
Let's see. Damaged, but not destroyed.
Sure.
Smiley face.
JK after the smiley face.
Smiley with tongue, JK. Okay.
This is good already.
Do I have kids?
You could put only... Just make a joke out of that one, too, or I don't know.
Let's see. Do I have kids?
Not as far as I don't know. We don't need more jokes. We don't need too many jokes. Do
how
I have...
about had kids?
Nice.
Had in all caps.
Yes.
Do you want kids?
You could put 18 and 7 months. To... I don't know. Do you want
Depends kids? On facial structure of the mom. How about that?
That sounds fair.
It's an honest answer.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to look at Ugmos running around.
Jesus. Especially because if you were with somebody uglier than you.
Oh, God.
And then you were like, well, this isn't going to work out.
Yeah.
The woman needs to be more, and this is not an insult to you. I look in the mirror and think, I hope to God that 80% of the genes that my future child or children get are my wife's.
Yeah. I just, anyone else's for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, guy, girl, pig.
Yeah. You can have a pig baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do that. Do you want kids or a pig baby? let's see. Is eligible? Oh, wait a minute. Ethnicity.
Well, that's.
We'd already said white.
Yeah. But since you put white for like location of women, put Caucasian for ethnicity.
Non-colored.
Non-colored.
What ethnicity? I feel like.
What do you want to pretend? Do you want to be Samoan?
Samoan.
You could pretend.
That just sounds fat.
Well.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
That word.
Yeah. Samoan.
It's very,
it is a
know.
Very something round.
That word. Yeah.
Samoan.
Samoan.
Well, you could be Sri Lankan. You could be. Yeah. Help me pick these ones that are just really unrealistic. Mediterranean? That makes you sound sexy.
That sounds hot. Ooh, how about this?
Mm.
All non-mustachioed varieties.
Isn't this supposed to be your ethnicity?
No, this is... Oh, is it?
I think so, with your age and
you're probably right.
That's why I was going
with... Oh, so my ethnicity.
That's why I was saying, do you want to be Mediterranean? Do you want to be...
Oh, let's say Greek.
Greek?
Greek. Parentheses in fashion.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Like wife beaters and chains.
Oh my God.
Body type.
And shiny materials.
Yeah.
You really like shiny. It's uncomfortable, but it's shiny.
Even my hair is shiny.
Yeah. Uncomfortable as well.
Body type.
What's your body type?
That gives you a
functional?
Lot of options. Yeah.
I know. Body type. Male? No.
Functional. Organic. non-robotic.
What is your body type? All natural. Yeah. Original.
Bones with skin. With just the / because I'm not going to write that up. Height. 7'12".
Yeah.
400.
Oh, you know what you should do? Just millimeters and just pick
something. Oh, yeah.
Just pretend.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
I'm going to say like 700,000.
Yeah.
Millimeters.
Perfect. All right.
Religion.
Yes, please. No. The angry kind. I'm trying to think of how you can make it clear you don't want a religious girl.
Say, you know,
the kind that can have premarital sex.
All those ones.
All
the sex okay ones.
Yeah. All the sex positives. I don't.
Or. I dig that outfit that, I don't know what religion it is, but they have the long denim skirts,
the
long hair, whatever that is.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that one is, I'm into.
Yep, that's perfect.
I don't know how to write, I don't know, well, I'll figure it out later.
Yeah, that's perfect, but this is pretty good.
Do you smoke?
Do you want to smoke? I don't know how to make that anything other than...
I'll put flexible.
All right.
I don't really care.
That's, yeah, you don't, cigars,
cigars
Cuban
only.
Cigars only, Cuban cigars and pipes.
Cigars only.
Only in caps.
Please.
Beautiful.
Or portable hookah.
Or zongs. No, portable hookah is pretty
good. Can I say, I mean, I've never smoked a hookah before.
Okay.
What is the appeal of the hookah? Is there an appeal?
No, I mean...
What's better about it than a cigarette?
Well, actually, there is, because when it... the smoke doesn't burn as much, although that's... I've never smoked nicotine out of
appeal,
a hookah.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. So, you're getting something in your throat, and you're getting something... Sounds so... You're getting it nice and deep.
Doesn't burn.
No, but it's... You're inhaling something and getting it into your lungs, and then and back out without having to feel bad. About like there's no nicotine or tar in it.
Okay.
And so it's relaxing, but it's not worth it because then your mouth still tastes like it's in your nose. Do I like it? No. Do I absolutely hate it to the point where I won't do it? No. I'll go and do it.
Non-alcoholic beer.
That's exactly what it's like.
And you're sitting on a pillow.
Yes, and it's comfortable and you have tea. They bring you tea with it.
Yeah.
It's all about the ambiance. If you were in your living room, if I just called you up and I was like, hey, let's smoke my hookah.
Yeah.
Lights on. yeah. hockey game in the background muted that I'm trying not to pay attention to because I want to talk to you, but it's on and I really want to watch it. No, it's awkward.
All right.
So
I probably won't do that then. Unless this 18-year-old works out.
Nice.
What choice do we have,
that's
really?
True. That's
can't
true.
Can't drink yet.
You got to marry her.
Speaking of, how often do you drink?
Whenever possible.
I'll just cross out. I'll add a, how often do you not drink?
Nice.
And then say, never.
Rarely. Never. Oh, nice. Okay.
And circle it.
Yep.
Hair color.
Not balding.
Definitely not bald.
Luscious.
Not hair color. Bald. Yeah. Luscious. Tendrils.
It's perfect.
Mermaid-esque. I should just write like a huge paragraph of just about the hair.
Yeah, yeah,
and like, then at the end be like, longest. Also to reiterate, not bald.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't touch it though.
Yeah. Skin grafted on.
Eyes color.
It says eyes color?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, man. Match.com, they've only been around for 12 years.
Eyes they color. They can't, yeah.
Maybe they're different.
That's fair. You could be like those dogs.
Yeah.
Like Alaskan Husky.
Oh, you know what? I'll just say only one eye remains.
Nice.
As we discussed before. No, you know what? I'll just fill in there, you know, that I have a day eye and a night eye. And I wear
like
a patch.
Pirate. And then you can put, yeah.
And the day one's brown, but the night one, I'm not real sure.
It's black.
Because I only use it in the dark.
That's true. You've never seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's that color.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, now it gets exciting.
Okay, good.
Best feature.
Peter's best feature.
You know, you said that was like you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and you're like, ooh.
I was going to take it seriously. Your adorable giggle that just came out. That's a good one.
You're giggly.
Bubbly. Giggly.
Bubbly.
And then in parentheses, not homosexual.
Not gay.
Your best feature. What do you think your best feature is?
I don't know, money?
I was going to say no your idea. Wallet, and yeah. then it'd be like, wah, wah. Take my wife, please. That's a little too fucking easy.
Yeah.
Your best feature.
You know what? I think like I'm like the Honda of men, right?
You just keep on.
I'm not going to impress anyone,
right?
But
right.
I require very little.
Yeah.
To keep going.
Low maintenance, high output.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah. you're never going to be thrilled. But after it's all said and done, you'll be like, "Hey, that was all right."
You know what's funny about that? You can go so far as to be like, "You're even comfortable."
Yeah.
You're a comfortable ride.
Yeah.
You're not. You're nothing spectacular. You're not no. a sports car.
No.
But you're not bumpy and shitty like a Jeep.
Yeah. Not embarrassed to have your
no.
friends in me.
No. It's yeah.
Christ.
No, it really. So let's see your best feature.
See.
You could put sense of humor, but then they're just going to think you're fat.
Yeah.
And ugly. And ugly.
Oh, that's what I'll put. My old tagline, ugly, but not fat.
Yeah, but my old tagline, as you remember, was fat, but not ugly. But I think mine's less true than yours. I think I'm more ugly
oh,
than you
please.
Are fat. Okay. Ugly, but not
that's
fat?
Impossible to gauge.
That what? That I'm that you're not as ugly as I am fat?
Yeah.
That is pretty tough. I'm pretty
I've never
fat.
Heard ugly rated in pounds or fat rated in
that's true.
Tyra Banks terms. I don't
oh
know.
Oh my God.
I don't know how you rate it. I don't even know what the scale is.
She's a beach.
Schlubbiness compared to Paul Giamatti, I guess.
You know what? Fuck that. All right.
Any body art.
Body art. I enjoy, what are those henna tattoos?
Henna, hello.
Perfect, perfect. Body art. That is so
see.
Hilariously like PC to be like piercing. Body art, henna, hello, Prince Albert, cock
yeah.
ring. I don't know, just.
I. You know what, I have to say I take offense to the term body art because some of it is art.
Right.
But like
some
it's like
shit.
Just getting a thing stabbed into my nose.
I agree.
Is that art?
No.
Jewelry, I mean,
anybody could do it.
A piece of jewelry is art.
Right.
But me sticking it on my face is not art.
Hey, right? buddy, you are really alienating a lot of your crowd listening to HelpfulSnowman.com.
I'm not alienating. I'm weeding them out. That's part
if it's
of
on
the process
purpose,
here.
Yeah, that's fair. Nope, I like it. So are you just going to go with the henna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll list what they are. I have the one that's the two guns on my hips.
Nice, nice, like Rihanna.
Yeah.
Do you have the belt of
like Rihanna? what is Lady Gaga have as tattoos?
That's a great
question. I'll have to look it up. Yeah. I'll say blank like Lady Gaga.
And then you got to pick one more. Does that Hips Don't Lie girl, or does J-Lo, or does Britney Spears, or what's
Ooh.
The...
Angelina Jolie. She has a bunch of tattoos.
Yeah, she does.
I have a big X right above my breast.
Vial of Billy Bob Thornton's blood. God.
It's kind of body art if you think about it.
It really does fit the bill.
All right. Billy Bob's blood.
And then you need to put, that's kind of body art if you think about it.
Blood, if you think about it. Okay.
All right.
What sports and exercise do you like?
Sports, no. Exercise, yes. For you, I don't know. What
I do
sports?
Hate sports.
I know you do.
Passionately.
I know. I love how much you hate them. Yeah. What sports and exercise do you like? Oh.
I would like to say that I have to insist that from now on, anyone who posts anything related to this man, Tebow, on the Facebook is immediately banned.
My God.
I will ban them from everything in my life as fast as I can.
I am so sick. You know, 316 yards corresponds with his favorite Bible verse, 360. Do you see the halo over the fucking... I am so sick of this shit.
I know.
You know what? I'm sick of Tebow mania or just something related to him. Shut the fuck up about Tim Tebow. I don't know. Anything
How
you
about,
want.
This will be short term because I will be going to prison for murdering...
Tim Tebow or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dot, dot, dot. Tebow. I'll remember.
Okay, good.
Let's see. Exercise habit.
And I love it's habit. Yeah. You got eyes color, but exercise habit.
I know.
What's your one exercise habit? Usually in shorts.
I'll just say, let's see. Do a lot of duster, and that speeds up my systems.
Nice.
Burn
squats.
A lot of calories. Yeah. I do duster and squats.
Perfect.
Duster plus squats. Let's see. Daily diet.
Oh, that's a great one. I just want to, because you love bacon, a lot of beer. This is a fun one. Daily diet. Bacon, beer, and one time beer flavored bacon.
Maybe this should be like real. So we'll do like breakfast. Eggs. Scrambled eggs.
Occasionally over easy.
Over easy eggs.
This is Bubba Gump shrimp right here.
Shrimp. egg omelet. Egg white omelet.
And then instead of doing like lunch and dinner, just do et cetera.
Yeah, yeah. Lunch, dinner, et cetera.
All right, good.
Et cetera plus... fortified wine.
Preferably in box.
Yeah, yeah.
From box.
Box, easier to carry. Carry, dot, 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 DUIs, multiple. All right.
All right, good.
Interests. Sex.
Nice.
Butt sex.
Yep.
Non-butt sex.
Nice. Makeup sex?
Makeup sex. Long walks of sex.
Nice.
Whatever that means.
Sex on the beach.
Beach sex. Beach banging.
We're going to go alliterative.
Yeah.
Beach banging, something humping.
Himalayan.
It's pretty funny. Beach, what was it?
Beach banging.
Beach banging him.
Hill humping. And,
finger blasting?
Yeah, something fingering.
Filthy? No, that's...
And fucking gas station bathroom fingering.
Gas station bathroom fingering. That's pretty good.
Let's see. Education. Self-taught. Ooh, this is exciting. Occupation.
Guru.
Childcare.
Put it. That was fucking great.
Income. Constantly.
Income. That's variable. I'm trying to...
Yeah, yeah.
Most
depends
of it
on child survival rate.
Most of it goes to ex. Most to alimony.
Yeah, yeah. Varies. If white X parentheses X's are
hire lawyers. I don't know.
In incarcerated. I wonder if you still have to pay alimony if your wife's
That's
incarcerated.
That's a great question. That's a really great question. Yeah, she's in prison. That doesn't seem fair.
I'd be like, hey, man.
She's in prison.
I shouldn't have to just put this in a bank account.
I agree.
Languages you speak.
The language of love. And then in parentheses, English.
3.5 of the 5 love languages.
And then put in the Dutch.
Dutch.
Mandarin Chinese.
Mandarin Japanese. Mandarin Jap.
3.5 out of 5 of the
Mandarin
love languages.
Chink.
Dutch and Mandarin. You got to change that. You really do now. Mandarin Chink is pretty fucked up.
All right. Politics. I mean, that's a silly one because I could pretend to love anyone. I mean,
you could
politically. I think I could be with anyone if, you know.
Yeah.
It's like Sarah Palin's daughter, but I was in love with her. I'd be like, eh.
I'd be, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Know. She's kind of cute. She's got a kid, though.
Yeah.
Well,
one of the other ones.
Okay. One of the children.
Yeah.
She's got a retarded Down syndrome boy. You could bang him.
Whatever her name is.
Yeah. It's
Charger.
She's different car brands.
Yeah, yeah.
I like this. Dodge Ram.
Grand Am.
Grand Cherokee.
That's the one she shot.
Politics.
Off the land.
Wig party.
Wig. Wig. Is that with an H?
No, I think it's W-I-G.
All right.
Yep.
Astrological sign. Total Scorpio.
Year of the boar. Yeah, you need to do something like...
Scorpion.
Well, just make it like you're really into that. Oh, Taurus. Yeah. So if you're a Cancer, don't come a-knocking. Or just something very stupid.
I'll say like Scorpio / Taurus. Parentheses, dependent on moon.
Nice, nice. On moon's position or
on, moon.
On Venus rising or something.
And how hungry I am.
Nice.
Ooh, God. Okay.
Okay.
My place. Parentheses, living situation.
Living situation. halfway
Watch
house.
The first part of any David Fincher film.
Oh. Just... my place, living situation lends itself to so much. What's my living situation? Sad. No.
The Beetlejuice house. I got a nice model upstairs. That's a plus. Plenty of covered bridges in the area. Nice. It's
my place. I just love... put your address...
Okay. That'll work. Pets I have. I had a snail, but it's deceased. That's true.
You can put that exact sentence or
I had a snail.
It's deceased.
He is deceased. Seems like such a ridiculous I know something fucked up.
I do.
So I got this snail by accident kind
okay.
of.
How do you
I got a fish.
Okay.
And the snail got caught up in the net because the guy who gets the fish at Walmart doesn't
Shocker.
Understand.
Yeah.
And so that snail died, but that's what got me on the idea. I'm like, I'm going to just get a fucking snail.
Yeah.
This seems much better than a fish.
Yep.
So I got the snail, and he also, I think, died. Well, I got one snail that died on the way home.
Because,
again,
nice.
The Walmart guy was like, jabbing him off the side of the thing.
Right,
he's like, literally murdering him. Supposed to do that.
I know, like, when they're stuck to the side, I think there's like...
You have to coax them somehow. Poke them in their little eyes or something until they retract.
So he fucking murdered it from the outside in.
We were at the gas station on the way home, and I was like, I think he's passed.
Did you have time to name him?
No.
Oh, it's sad.
So then I finally got another one, and he survived a little while.
Okay.
And then he died. And then... the girl I was with at the time, you know, we bought it. We went together to buy it and stuff.
Right.
And so she was like, oh, no, he died. Can we bury him? And I'd already thrown him in the dumpster.
Oh, nice. Did you say I already buried him?
Yeah.
Did she believe you?
I don't know.
Oh,
I think
God.
Halfway.
That's great.
I just pretended. I was
how
like,
could how could anyone who knows you at all believe that you would bury? You wouldn't bury your fucking, well, your father, but that's fair. You wouldn't bury. I was trying to use like a realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A cousin, I have nothing against.
Yeah, there we go.
Like, well, the dumpster's right there.
Yeah, we'll just
goes
be
out
like
every week.
You know, you cremate them, and that's expensive.
Yeah.
Just throw them away.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
That is pretty great.
I don't know what the laws are. I can't
the
just be digging holes around.
That's, yeah, I know. In your apartment.
Yeah.
Yes, I buried them in front of my apartment.
Oh, I was just burying a snail.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Yeah.
I put a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what are we gonna do? Would you like to say a few words?
How big are they? Like super small?
Like a silver dollar.
So
a
then
smaller. 50 cent piece.
Go to a place where somebody aerated the fucking grass. Shove them in there and then put one of the aerated things back in, the little poop things.
I wonder if they'd ever consider, like, you know, they dig a big foundation for a building.
Okay.
And it's like, listen, man, you know, the mafia did it all the time. Let's just fucking
throw
all these bodies. Let's put them in there.
Put some Indians in there. It'll be cool Indian burial ground.
And they'll haunt, but then we can be like, whoa. You guys, this was your burial option.
Yeah,
you selected on the sheet.
That you're right. They would haunt, and you'd be like, you're better off.
Yeah.
You know what?
You're contracted to not haunt.
You always hear about Indian burial grounds, but you never hear about, like, you know, I don't know.
Cavemen.
Anyone else? Why aren't there other burial grounds? How many Indians could they have buried?
Yeah, I thought they would just kind of let them rot on the prairie.
They buried them. I doubt it.
I would just leave them.
You probably did. Your ancestors.
We're just in a tent.
Little bighorn.
We're just in a tent roaming the plains. Let's just fucking leave them. Throw them on the train track. See what happens.
They didn't have trains when they were murdering Indians. You silly.
That was awesome, guys. Well,
their viscera is all over the place. That is funny. I don't know.
Stand him up with some boards so it looks like he's like, no, stop. And the train hits him.
Jesus Christ.
He stopped way down the road and then walked out. That was just a goof, man.
Yeah. Just
He's
kidding.
Been dead for
You're
weeks.
Fine. You didn't murder him.
We would wait 8 months for you to get here.
For weeks.
Pig was fucking
How
rotting.
Long does it take to get a train?
We had to tape his face on just so it would stay in place.
Jesus.
The whites
Christ.
Of his eyes, those were just rocks. We stuck in there.
That's fucked up.
Well,
I know. I enjoyed it, clearly.
It's Martin Luther King Day on Monday.
That's true.
We have to be
nice
to blacks, not Indians.
You know what? Those poor fuckers don't have anything.
I know.
They don't get a day. They don't get an apology. It's like, you know, black people were slaves, and then we were real mean to them, and, you know, probably still kind of mean to them. I'm not going to lie. But, like, you know, so we apologize. They have a history month. Where's fucking Native American month?
I do feel, however.
Okay.
That we spent an awful lot of time in school, elementary school, studying Indians.
That's true.
I don't know how accurate it was, but I do feel punished.
You know what? Considering the fact that I didn't know that the Sioux tribe wasn't the Sioux tribe until I was like 20, I don't think we went really in depth.
No.
I can't remember if the Trail of Tears was Indians or fucking Chinese people killing Japanese people during World War II.
You know, we did name
No, that was
some
the Rape
of
Nanking.
That sounds much worse. Trail of Tears sounds shitty, but Rape of Nanking.
You can't really mistake that
awful.
For, That's an atrocity. What was the Night of Kristallnacht?
Kristallnacht.
What does that translate to?
I don't know.
Well, isn't there
glass breaking night or something
like
that?
Jesus Christ, that's an alliterative, that's a beautiful, horrible name for a fucking terrible massacre of
that
a
shit.
Kristallnacht.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. It sounds
Christ.
Like the night before Christmas to me.
Not to me. It sounds
Kristallnacht.
Like, it sounds like people getting cut up. It sounds like a horror movie to me.
Kristallnacht.
Or a Rammstein song.
Yeah. Kristall. Kristallnacht.
Nice. Nice.
I don't know. I think it sounds nice. You go. Everyone puts their fine crystalware in the window, and you drive around and see it.
Your version of what you see is so much nicer than mine. Like, yeah. I wish I saw that. Mine is people being murdered, but like with shards of glass, like cutting up their face and stuff. Kristallnacht sounds super painful and glassy and pokey and deathy.
I know. I just figured it was like they all showed off their crystal, and then Hitler was like, "Well, okay, that's over.
I'll fight
now." He kills the Jews.
Oh, they had nothing to do. It was them showing each other their crystals.
Yeah,
like the Nazi party was like, "Oh, that's so nice."
Yeah,
yeah,
just a dinner party.
Yeah, okay.
And then they get down to business.
Yep, and then they murder Jews.
Not as bad as everyone says. Let's see.
Anything left?
Here.
Yeah, are we
pets. I like.
What is?
Oh, wait, did I say pets I have?
Well, that's why I'm saying...
that was the snail.
Yeah, so I'm...
I have his body.
That fucking
he
snail.
Deceased.
Yeah. Like, pets I like. That's a weird question.
I know.
Emus?
I feel like I would like a bird if I could resist eating their delicious eggs before they came to term.
Isn't that... Aren't you talking about like a chicken?
That's a bird, right?
Well, yeah, but I guess
I
think
any
of
bird is fine.
All right.
Any bird egg will do.
All right, but any bird egg will do in a pinch.
It would be great to go to the store and take out an egg from a regular thing and just put a bird egg
in. That would be hilarious. Like a tiny blue
little
one.
Blue one.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
They're like, just like, what the fuck? You should, what kind of question is this to end on? What are you putting?
Pets I like. So wait.
No, I mean, what did you write on pets I like? Oh.
Just the egg thing.
Okay.
You were saying something about how you wanted to add questions.
Oh, before. Well, my point was, I just think that when you really have these kind of things, it should be like...
Oh, they should...
Well, the question should be like, do you have an STD?
Yeah.
Do you have... I don't know. How big is your cock? It should just be very... This is a dating thing. Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
So like, when... Yeah. So do you have an STD? And it could be like, yes, no. If yes, explain.
Right, right. Like,
you're like, it's not that bad. It's not one of the real ones.
Right. What can't you tolerate? Or what kind of person? I don't know. Just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. If I put one out, let's say I'm putting one out for somebody else.
Okay. Perfect.
And I could put any questions. What would I put on there?
Right.
How often do you text?
Oh, nice.
That's important to me.
Okay. Things like, yeah. Very needy, somewhat needy, not needy enough.
Yeah.
That's a good one for me.
How many pictures of you in your underpants on Facebook are there?
That's a fair question.
With a guitar?
Yeah.
How many songs have you written?
Nice. Nice.
Which could go great or bad, because I'd be like, oh, it's Lisa Loeb.
That's true. Nice.
Perfect.
Nice.
She does have herpes, but hey, I'll take Lisa Loeb with herpes. You hear
Amy
that,
Mann.
Lisa? Yeah. Amy Mann I would take with HPV. I don't know if I'd go Amy Mann herpes.
I know. It's funny how much less of an issue the HPV is than the herpes.
And it's not even real.
Herpes, what, HPV?
Yeah.
I agree.
I put that under body art.
Yeah, nice. That's perfect.
That's closer to body art than a
it
nose ring.
It is ridiculous. Well, I mean, yeah. No, the herpes sounds scary and painful and burny. The HPV, I've never met anyone in my life yet who doesn't have it.
Yeah. Not everyone has it. They should just inject us with it.
They should. They shouldn't do the
Maybe
inoculation.
That's what I should make my life's work. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet that's what the inoculation is.
It's just
they just give it to you and they're like, okay, see?
You're good.
Quit judging
you can't
us.
Can't get it. Nice.
We're at Planned Parenthood. We know.
They do.
We know all your secrets.
That's what their advertisement is.
Yeah.
Wow.
We know.
I sounded very drunk and retarded. That is what their advertisement. English is my second language.
Yeah.
Mandarin Chink is my first. Ni hao ma.
I'd say, how do you feel about riding in a car that smells vaguely of vomit?
Nice. Does seeing a grown man cry make you uncomfortable?
Yeah. How many times a year can you tolerate that?
That's fair.
That's it.
That's fair. Let's see.
How drunk do I have to get before you start to get disappointed?
Yeah.
Before it's not funny and cute anymore?
Nice. That's a great... And how often is the next question.
Yeah. It's funny and cute for a while.
Yep.
But then it changes.
Let's see.
It gets dark.
Do you find fat men disgusting or adorable and cuddly?
And huggable, yeah.
Huggable and cuttable.
Because it seems like it's one or the other.
That's how I feel.
I feel like a little more, honestly, lean towards the adorable, huggable.
I agree.
Though.
Lucky me.
Yeah.
Lucky me.
I'm just saying, though.
I know. I'm not mad at you.
You know what? It's better than being short.
Yeah, you're right.
If you're real, real short.
There's nothing you can do. You can be all, you can be all like ripped.
Women
you can
are
do a
mean
ton
about
of,
that.
About short people?
Yeah.
Short men?
Yeah. They do not
they
like
shorts. They don't
seem
to want to fucking be with people shorter than them. You're
I always hear
right.
that first. It's like, oh, well, he's short.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Actually, black. You first you hear like if he's black or if he's short.
Yeah. But black's like, you know, chubbable, lovable. It could go either way.
That's true.
They're
that's,
like, he's black.
Yeah, that's, it is funny. I mean, now, okay, so back to serious. I was just being funny racist, but it seems like women either are just like, not my thing, or that's the hottest thing.
Yeah,
it's there's the best. There's no in the middle. Like,
yeah.
I would date a black man just as soon as a white man, but not any sooner or less soon.
Yeah.
No, it's either,
yeah.
oh, not my thing, or, oh, black dick.
Yeah, like if you told me it was a woman, two women of equal attractiveness,
right.
one white, one black, I would say, as long as she's not Mexican.
Nice.
No, but... It would be completely it would coin toss.
Right.
You
right.
know, it's like the same person, but white or black.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a strong.
No, I agree with you. I mean, if they were equally attractive.
I would like, I would just go black just because then.
You're cooler?
No, because I would enjoy, you know, when we were out, when something happened, I'd be like, hey, whoa, no. You know.
I know I don't at all.
I would just
you treat
interpret
them like a
everything.
Dog?
No, not to them. To others.
Oh, I was very confused.
Everything
there.
Would be a race incident.
Yeah.
I'd be like the white Jesse Jackson.
Now I totally get it now.
I'd be like, oh.
You'd be just like, okay,
you
really?
You go get your little black book, huh?
Yeah, wow.
That's where you keep
really?
My girlfriend's
where's
phone
your
number?
Hood?
In your black book?
Yeah, is that? Nice.
You got your white book for your real friends
nice.
Who are white
nice.
And pure
nice.
And nice and friendly and don't scare you and steal your money? Good. Great.
My credit rating is just as good as it was before I started dating Shaniqua.
We are leaving.
Let's go, Shaniqua.
Yeah.
Let's go, Shawnee.
Let's Shani. Go get in my hoopty.
Oh,
and as we're walking out to the car, I'm like, that's what they call it, right? Hoopty? I said that right?
Hoopty. That was awful.
Well.
I know.
You feel like we did it today?
I feel like we did it today.
I think so.
All right.
Well. Ladies.
Yeah, if you'd like to date Peter.
It's all out on the table of what I expect from you. That's how I'll start it. My expectations.
That sounds perfect.
That's attractive.
Oh, my God. Assertive. Honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
All right. Well, thanks for coming.
Hell yeah. Thanks for having me.
See you soon.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
It's a big machine. It used to be the avenue change. She's a lonely thing, sweeping up the glitter while she pulls the strings. Take a long last look before she turns to stone at what the last man took and what was wrong.